water lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458161.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
They haven't done anything. You had universal background checks in California, and guess what? The terrorists in San Bernardino, they skipped them. They didn't. When they did their transfer, it was an illegal transfer because criminals, particularly those who want to go kill a bunch of people, are not going to be deterred by a simple gun law. That's kind of how the whole mindset of a criminal works. And so there are already federal laws that regulate transfers.
We now go live to Writing Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're live here from Tiger Field at the fourth inning.
Shortstop Colin Ravino batting third and playing. first base in batting sixth, Bryce Mulcahy. In left field batting seventh, and Jeff Minke at DH batting eighth. Rance Pittman is the catcher. He'll be batting ninth against your starting pitcher, Kyle Martin, for the Reading Colt 45s. For your 45s, the defense is going to look like this. Taylor at shortstop, that's Zach Taylor. Jake Taylor at second base, getting his first start at second. Kyle Larson at third base over at first. Liz Sutton making his first start of the year. DJ Porter in left. Chandler Anderson in center. Andres Alborjas in right. Zach Trueblood's going to be the catcher here, and Zach Trueblood, the DH. Ignacio Diaz is the catcher here tonight for Kyle Martin, so he'll be starting. And we're ready here for the first pitch. First pitch to Griffin Brandt is in there for a strike. That one misses now, 1-1. That ball is grounded to third. That's going to be deep in the hole. Taylor. From the hole in short, and he throws all the way over, and it's a nice scoop. And that will be the first out of the inning. Score at 6-3 on the putout. Here's Colin Rubino, the shortstop. One's in there for a strike, 0-1. That ball is flat out to right. Going to hang up Tanner Korn for Alborjas. And a quick two down here for Martin. For that one, a fly out to number 9. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. We recognize our continued success is contingent on the vital interest of communities we serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment we've upheld since our inception in 1982. Member Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. So that's going to bring up Matthew Colas. Right fielder, and he chops that one very high to third. Coming over to Steve Carson, that's a one pitch out. And the score is out of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. Nothing. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Here. Bottom of the first in Tiger Field here. 0-0 leading off is going to be Zach Taylor.
Cookout State Monterey Bay, shortstop number 4, Zach Taylor.
Player of the game on Sunday. Taylor was 4-for-6 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Had hits his last 3 times up. So he's rewarded with another stint in the leadoff spot there tonight. pitch coming in is pitcher's Jesse Davis for the Portland All-Stars. Welcome everybody up in Portland. Listen on KCNR1460.com and everybody all around America. Following your friends and family here at 45. And this is 2-0 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. Recognizing their continued success, continue them on the health and vitality of the communities they serve. That's Reading Bank of Commerce. Proud to support Reading 445s here. 2-0 pitch is grounded for short. Ooh, tough hop, but the shortstop makes a nice play. Taylor is retired, 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Jake Taylor, playing second base tonight for the first time this year. He'll be followed by Chase Larson at third base. Sean Sutton at a Seattle University, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Left-handed hitting 6'3", 220-pounder. He'll be hitting fifth tonight. First pitch misses to Jake Taylor, down 1-0. Jake, our other player out of Seattle University, so your second and first baseman. So we're your number 2 and 5 hitters tonight, first out of Seattle U. That one hits the outside corner now, 2-1. Davis now kicks and fires. That one misses, 3-1 now. So Taylor in the driver's seat here with a good hitter's count. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the first. The pitch from Davis. That ball is in there for a strike, so it goes full. 3-2 now. Get you an update on your Giants score. Giants in a tight one, 15-1 in the eighth inning. As they are having batting practice out in Pittsburgh tonight. And a walk there on a full count pitch to Taylor, so he reaches with one down.
Now batting 345.
That'll bring up Chase Larson out of Palisadro.
Andrew Feather River College, your third baseman tonight, number 13, Chase Larson.
Rounding out your lineup for the 45s tonight. Larson batting third, Chandler Anderson at center batting fourth, John Sutton at first base batting fifth, DJ Porter batting sixth in left field, Andres Alburjas batting seventh in right field. First pitch there misses 1-0. Trueblood the DH batting eighth and Diaz the catcher batting ninth. Three-headed catcher for the full 45s this year. Ground ball hit sharply to third, fielded 5-4, and yes, they are going to say he kept his foot on the bag, as that throw was to the left field side of the bag and had to stretch out to make the play, but Taylor is forced to second. That's a 5-4 fielder's choice for Larson. He reaches first. Taylor is erased. Two down now and runner on first.
Chandler Anderson.
Edward, now.
The two outs, one on first here. First pitch to Anderson is high. That ball is popped up on the infield. Now going to be taken right near the grass on the edge of the infield by the second baseman. And that'll end the inning. Pop out to number four. No runs across here. We head to the top of the second of the scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back here in the top of the second. 0-0 between the North. 45. Pitch. Clean up hit. And is the second base. That one, 4-3. I'll bring up O'Brien, the right fielder, Danny O'Brien. Kyle Martin, your starter for the 45s tonight, had a 1-2-3 burst. And he's retired the first four hitters he's faced. That's a strike on the outside corner of the fastball, 0-1. Beautiful day for baseball here. Every seat in the shade. Tiger Field is $5 a ticket. That one is flat out to right. Al Borjas doesn't even have to move. He just sticks his arm up, and that's out number two. So Martin wasted no time here. Going right after these hitters.
Perfect. Number 8, Trevor.
There's two down here. That'll bring up Zimmerman.
Trevor is our tonight. If Trevor strikes out, all beer will be $1 off.
If you haven't been to a 45 game before, you might not know about the beer batter. Dollar off all beers. The rest of the top half of the inning and the bottom half of the inning. Should he strike out here? So 45 Sam's have an extra vested interest if he strikes out. He does not. He grounds a single through the hole on the left side between third base and short on the first pitch. So that's a two-out single, first base runner of the game for the All-Stars. That's going to bring up Mulcahy.
Left fielder number 14, Bryce Mulcahy.
Bryce Mulcahy, the left fielder here, comes up with two outs and one man on. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success. Continues on the vitality of the communities they serve. Something they've done since 1982, Reading Bank of Commerce. Your bank of choice, member FDIC, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Martin now in the stretch for the first time tonight, checks the runner, now comes set. Here's the first pitch. Someone misses inside. Ignacio Diaz getting the started catcher tonight. As I mentioned, a three-headed catcher, the Colt 45s, True Blood, DH tonight. Diaz just catching. Alvarez getting off. Grounded up the middle. Six. Fourth put out. There's Kraft. Steps on second. Inning. You're listening to Colt 45ers Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Yum Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back here, bottom of the second, from Tiger Field. Sean Sutton out of Seattle University getting ready to take his first at bat as a Reading Colt 45. He was all first team whack up at Seattle University there. Takes first pitch for a strike from Jesse Davis. This one misses outside now, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Recognizing their continued success, continues upon the success of Phoenix State. So Sutton drives one out deep to center field. This is going to be way back and over the head of the kick up to center field. And glances off his glove into the wall. Sutton's going to cruise in there with a leadoff double. Welcome to the Reading Colt 45, Sean Sutton. 1-for-1 with an extra base hit.
How about that? Making his Reading, California debut, Sean Sutton.
So Sean Sutton batting 1,000 for the Reading Colt 45s here. That's going to bring up DJ Porter, your left fielder.
Now batting for the 45.
Hitting the
he's
six hole
tonight. He's a man California. He plays at Cal Baptist University. Your left fielder number 44, DJ Porter.
Runner being held on at second. Now the shortstop bounces back to his home plate. Pitch on the inside corner. Dragon ball there. No balls, one strike. Pitcher in the sun. Everybody else in the shadows. That one misses inside. 1-1 now. Great day for baseball. Come on down and see us. We're only in the bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. 0-0 time. 45s have a runner on second. Nobody out after the leadoff double. First ever at bat as a Reading Colt 45. A deep fly ball to center by Sean Sutton. First base hitting the five hole tonight. One ball, two strikes now. On Porter. Davis kicks and fires. That's a chopper to the right side. That's going to get the runner over to third at least. Big hop. And retired is Porter. So score that one 4-3 on the foot out. That's going to bring up Al Borjas. Andres Al Borjas.
And that is being 45. Hasta Maracaibo, Venezuela. Your right fielder, Bateson, Levin, Andre, Alburhaus.
2-for-4 with 3 RBIs on the Saturday game over in Eureka this weekend. A single and a double comes up with a man on third and one down here, and that first ball is in the dirt. And it kicks away from the catcher, but not far enough for Sutton to take a chance, so he stays at third. One ball, no strikes. Alburhaus at the plate. True Blood, the DH tonight, on deck. One out, Sutton to third. Scoreless tie here. Swing and a miss as that one's down in the dirt. Pitcher's pitch, 1-1. Davis taking a long look in. Now comes set. Kicks and fires. That one is outside, 2-1 now. Davis comes set, gets the sign from Pittman, now fires. And that one is a check swing, and no, it's called strike anyway, so 2-2 here.
Everybody, clap your
two balls, two strikes, one down here. Manager Greg Tatteray is ready for 45, looking to break through here with a runner on third, less than two out. Bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. That ball is lined down the third baseline, a fair ball. That's going to be an easy score from third to Sutton. Now Borjas in a coast into second with an RBI double. Absolutely rocket down the third baseline. No chance over there.
Borjas in the
Stars third baseman, Blake Herman.
It's an Academy of the Arts.
A double and an RBI. 1-0 Reading, Colt 45. Two doubles here. Ground out in between. Give us one out and one on with the run already home here. That ball is popped up on the infield by Trueblood. Now coasting over towards the dugout, but it's going to be playable. And Trueblood pops out on one pitch. Call that a pop out to number 5. That'll bring up Diaz, the number 9 hitter.
How about it, 345? He's from Vallejo, California. He plays at UC Davis. You're catching tonight.
One round home here. UC Davis products out of Vallejo, California. Nasty Diaz. Should he reach top of the lineup and Taylor is on deck. Davis now comes set, fires, and that ball is fouled back. Aggressive swing there by Diaz. Davis now comes set. Here's the 0-1. Ball is fouled back as well, so a quick 0-2 here on Ignacio. One run already home here. Bottom of the second. 1-0 ball game. Colt 45s have taken the lead here. Trying to put up a crooked number with a man on second. Two down. Diaz watches one below the zone. No, it's a called third strike. Must have been the very bottom of the zone there. So we head to the top of the third. It's 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball. KCNR 14-6.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the third here, Kyle Martin getting ready to start his third inning of work. It's 1-0 Reading on two doubles by Sean Sutton in his first ever at bat as a 45, and then he was promptly driven home two batters later. Andres Alvarez, this ball is grounded to third. Nice play over there by Chase Larson. And Jeff Minke, the DH, rounds out, score that one 5-3. That'll bring up Rance Pittman, the catcher. Andres Alvarez with an RBI double. Break the scoring open. It's 1-0 here. Tonight's team brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. They recognize their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve, taking action to improve the well-being of others as a community responsibility. Commitment they've held since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. So thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. First pitch from Martin there is a called strike on the fastball. Here's the 0-1. That ball is chopped high, very high to second. Taking it now is Jake Taylor on the big hop. And that one's an easy put out, 4-3. Only one base runner here so far. He's faced just one batter over the minimum. Single to Trevor Zimmerman in the second. Got to bring up the top of the lineup here. Griffin Brandt.
Second base number 22, Griffin Brandt.
Grounded out to short to lead off the game.
Hi, Mom.
First base misses, I'm going to know. Martin wastes no time, lines up and fires that one also a little bit high. 2-0 now. strike now, 2-1 here. Martin's last start last weekend against the Reading Tigers got a no decision. Pitched 3 2/3, and that one up flat out to center. Should be playable for Anderson, and he'll take a few steps to his left. That'll end the inning. Score to fly out, number 8. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third here, Zach Taylor leading off, and he grounds the first pitch to second. That's going to be a one pitch out, 4-3 on foot out, on down. I'll bring up Jake Taylor, singled in his first at bat in the first. Anderson, game brought to you by Reading Bank. Remember, FDIC, Bank of Boys, Reading area. Taking action to improve the well-being of others and community responsibility and one they've upheld since their inception in 1992. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC. First pitch is high to Taylor, 1-0 here. Great crowd here tonight. Game one of a three-game series here against Portland. Davis with the 1-0. Almost down to the dirt. Taylor now ahead 2-0. 7 p.m. start time, 7:15 first pitch here. Tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll play the Solano Mudcats. 6 p.m. start on Sunday, all other games, 7:15. Just $5 a ticket, come on down. Entire schedule is on ReadingColt45.com. One now, here's the pitch. Oh, this is as well. 3-1. Taylor got a good hitter's count here. In the bottom of the third, it's 1-0 Reading. One out, nobody on. Chase Larson, Palisadro native, on deck. 3-1. Oh, swung out aggressively, the foul. 3-2 now. Full count on Taylor here. In the number two hole tonight. Foul out of play towards the parking lot. Gotta bring your glove, folks. All kinds of opportunities for souvenirs here. Bring the kids, bring the whole Little League team. Cottonwood Little League here a couple weeks ago. Flash mob here already once this year. Never know what's gonna happen here at the ballpark. Here's the 3-2 to Taylor. That's a rounded foul as well. Late. Day 3-2. Good battle here going between Davis and Taylor. One down and nobody on. And Ryan up in the windup now. Here's another 3-2. That ball is driven out to left center field. Looks like it's going to hang up, and it will. No, it's going to glance off his glove. Going to have a play at second. It said no. Taylor took a big turn in first, now hit it back. So That's going to be a single. He went down to one knee into a semi-slide out there in center field for Portland. Matthew Polis, but unable to play as he glanced off his glove. That'll be a single single down, two for two.
It's the base number 13.
Here's Larson.
Larson.
One out, one on here. Hitting third tonight. 0 for 1 with the ground out thus far. Davis down in the stretch, comes set. First pitch is just out of the zone. 1-0 now. That one down in the dirt as well now, 2-0. Jesse Davis, the right-hander from Portland. Comes set, now fires. The ground ball hit hard to the left side and through. That's going to be a clean single for Larson. Stopping in second is Taylor. So back-to-back singles with one out here. Have the 45s in business. First and second now with one out. Bring up Chandler Anderson. Popped out in the first. He's shown impressive power.
Now batting for the 45s. From Park City, Utah, your center fielder,
again, this is game 15 out of 45. Anderson. It's a third of the way through the season. You're hard to believe it's already been that many. You can get the entire schedule on RedingCool45.com. And tonight and every night through Sunday, we'll have a game here on KCNR 1460 for you and at the ballpark, which is down and away. Anderson wearing number 27. Member of the Pac-12 champion, Utah Utes. And now lacing them up for your hometown Reading Cool 45s on deck. Sean Sutton, who doubled and scored the first run of the ballgame. Anderson, solid line drive to left, hit very hard. Left fielder comes up throwing. It's going to be a play at the plate, and he is safe. The throw beat him, but unable to make the play cleanly, and both runners are going to advance. So an RBI single on an aggressive play there. Taylor scores because the catcher unable to make the play cleanly, but an RBI single by Anderson. Second, Larson all the way over to third. It's 2-0 Reading. And with an opportunity for a lot more here. As now two men in scoring position, just one down for Sutton. Scored a single and an RBI for Anderson. And we had a slide into third base. They're checking out Chase Larson over there, Greg Cataray, and the team trainer. He's going to stay in there, so perhaps an awkward slide or kind of come up on the shoe or the bag a little strange there. Kind of bunch of the
a bit, but Sean Sutton.
Here's Sutton batting 1,000. Slugging percentage of 2,000. Two bases a hit. Bases for at bat at this point. He can get a run home or two in any number of ways. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Davis. Sutton, as we mentioned, the first time up, all whack. Western Athletic Conference up there at Seattle University. First team all whack first baseman. And we can see why in that first at bat with a loud double to center. The 0-1 misses, 1-1 now. Anderson at second. Larson at third. One ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the third. One run already home. It's 2-0 Reading. Looking to add some insurance here early. Give Kyle Martin an even bigger lead to work with. That's a line drive back towards us. Hits the screen. It's 1-2 now. Sean Sutton, big 6'3", 220-pound lefty. He looks all of that. He's at first base tonight, batting fifth. A big RBI spot here. Here's the 1-2 from Davis. Comes set and fires. That ball is driven out to right center field, very deep. It's going to be at least enough to score him tagging and making the play. That's going to be a sack fly. Both runners advance. Scored a sack fly and an RBI. It's 3-0 Reading. Two good at-bats for Sean Sutton thus far. A double and a sack fly. Score a run.
I've got it for your 45. For Metro Cucamonga, California, left fielder number 44.
So Larson scores on the play. Porter. Anderson to third. That'll bring up Porter. Porter grounded to second base in the second. 0-1. That ball is low. 1-0 here. 3-0 Reading. Two runs across here with a runner on third and two down. Porter looking to pick him up. That's a fastball in the outside corner. Looks like a pitcher strike. 1-1. Andres Alboraz, first pitch is flied out to center, very high and playable out there. This should end the inning, and it does. The score to fly out, number 8 for DJ Porter. But two runs across, it's 3-0 in Reading. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 14.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460 presentation on Colt 45's Baseball. It's a 1-1 count here. Colin Rubino leading off the inning for the Portland All-Stars. He's 0-1. Two balls, one strike now. Kyle Martin now mostly in the shadows as it's getting darker here. The line drive. Single there for Rubino. Nice piece of hit and going the other way. So runner on first, nobody out here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve, taking action to improve the well-being of others. It's community responsibility and improvement they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC, now sponsors of 1245 here on KCNR 1460. I'll bring up Colas. Center fielder, one man on and nobody out. This is high. But Martin 1-0 here. Lennon taking his lead over there. 1 second now, throw over. Keeping him honest. The 1-0 runner goes. That's a line drive to second base, right where the second baseman used to be. Beautiful hit and run execution there. Ralph Borjas throws him out at third. What a throw! My goodness! The runner at first was running on the pin. The line drive right where the second baseman was. Ralph Borjas came up and threw an absolute rocket to third base, and he was out by 3 steps. I didn't even think he had a play on that. And now Andres Alboraz, for the second time this season, absolutely amazes us with a cannon of a right arm. Unreal. Score that one a single and an outfield assist, 9-5. Wow.
Third baseman, number 24, Blake Furman.
Don't run on the 45's right fielder. That should be common knowledge at this point. And if it's not, just incredible. What a throw. Here's the one out, ground ball down the third baseline. on the first pitch there. Lake Herman. 0-1 here. Advancing to second was Colas on the throw, so he's at second after a single in the outfield assist. Defensive play of the night thus far, no doubt. Unreal throw by Andres Alborjas. Here's the no ball, one strike pitch from Martin. That's a ground ball tapped up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Coming in is Taylor. Makes a nice play. Very smooth out there is the Madera, California native. We've been impressed with the defense thus far. And this scored that one 6-3 on the playoff. There's two down now. Runner on third as Colas advances. Two down. That'll bring up O'Brien. New out to right his first time up. Portland right fielder looks at the first pitch from Martin and watches it in there for a strike, 0-1. That's a ground ball, and diving is Taylor, and he's not going to be able to get it. That's a single in the right field. Run's going to score. So an RBI single there for O'Brien. Coming around to score is Colas. And it's 3-1 Reading.
Now then, for the Northwest Stars, our beer batter, first baseman number 8, Trevor Zimmerman.
Here's Trevor Zimmerman. He's your beer batter tonight. He comes up with two outs and a man on first. One run across here for Portland. It's a 3-1 lead for the Reading. 445, Kyle Martin. Two down, trying to close this inning out here. That ball was fouled out of play. 0-1. Martin wasted no time right back in the stretch. Hunter takes his lead at first, being held on over there by Sutton. Martin comes set, now kicks and fires. Here's the pitch. Ooh, breaking ball and a beauty. That one absolutely fooled the first baseman, Zimmerman. 1 strike away from dollar off beers here as the beer batter is down 0-2. Pretty curveball by Kyle Martin. Here's the 0-2. Throws another one. That one's down in the dirt. Trying to get him to chase there. He does not oblige. It's now 1-2. 3-1 Reading here. We've got a good one going. An absolutely perfect day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and it's going to... Taylor's going to backhand it, and he's going to have no play. Did well just to keep that one on the infield, but it's going to be a single up the middle for Zimmerman.
In the fielder number 14, Bryce Mulcahy.
O'Brien to second. First and second now with two down. That'll bring up Mulcahy. Second hit for Zimmerman now. Mulcahy, the left fielder. Grounded to short. Ended up being a fielder's choice. And Taylor stepped on the bag to end the inning. Pitch is down a little 1-0 here. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Okay, he drives that one out to right center field, but it's right at Alborjas. And he'll make the play straight out of flowers in the nine. One run across, we head to the bottom of the board. It's 3-1 Reading. You're listening to 445 Baseball, KCNR 14.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the fourth here, Kyle the four-ring in your case. Here, unfortunately, Colt 45 baseball, 3-1 Reading here. Leading off is going to be Andres Alborja.
Leading off here, Colt 45.
Followed by Dr. Bud and Ignacio Diaz.
From Harrisville College, right field number 29.
Alborja's RBI double in the second. Kick off the scoring. One for one. That ball was long and foul down left field line. Shattered his bat. He got about a third of a pitch left there. Broke up. Right now, so three gives its life. Now, Burhaus is going to grab another bat here. It's 0-1. Got jammed there, right up on the hands. And the bat just flew out of his hands. Between innings here, had the water pitcher race. A lot of fun for the kids here. Busy bat race earlier this game. A lot of things going on between innings, even if your kids are on the younger side and may not have the attention span for baseball. A lot of fun things to do around here. That ball is driven in deep to left, very high. It's going back. Now in front of the wall, it is out of here.
Adios, Burha.
With a solo home run. Second of the year. It's 4-1. Reading Colt 45. Listen to that crowd. Solo home run for Mary Cabo, Venezuela's own Andres Alburja. And it's 4-1 Reading here. Off the crack of the bat, it was so high, I didn't know if it had the distance, but the left field kept going right out of the way.
He plays in the Academy of the Arts University.
Dropped right into the middle over there on the field. Zach. Right over the Wind River Casino sign. Alburja lights up this crowd with a soaring, towering home run to left field. Off Jesse Davis is 4-1. Leading off, essentially leading off now, is True Blood with no outs and nobody on after the solo jack. True Blood popped out in the first, or rather the second inning. Quickly 0-2 here as he calls that one back. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. Again, your drive of the game, a solo home run. Andres Alborja out here in the fourth to put the 45s up 4-1. Here's the 0-2 to True Blood. One misses 1-2 now. 45s did not score in the first, one in the second, two in the third, already one here in the fourth. And that Alborja home run. It's a 1-2 now on True Blood. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball gets away from the catcher, and he's kicked around a little bit. Long throw, and he just got him by a step. Almost beat that one out. It was True Blood, but he is retired on the K.
Another K,
2-3 on the putout. Bringing up Ignacio Diaz, he's 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success and contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. First pitch to Diaz, there is foul back. 0-1 here. Diaz out of UC Davis. Hit him in the 9-hole tonight. Ball is one strike, one down here. That one misses as well, 1-1, a little bit high. Looks like it might have fooled the catcher a little bit. There's a pinball around off his glove. And he goes out and nearly discussed the sign. I think he was with the breaking ball and got a fastball in the eyes. Pittman out there talking to Davis. What they want to do on 0-2 here to Ignacio Diaz. Zach Taylor on deck. He's 0-2 thus far. Here's the 0-2. That ball is grounded hard to third, and that's going to get past him. In between the third baseman and the shortstop for a clean single. Diaz is 1-2. And the 45s have one on with one out here for the top of the lineup.
Now batting for the 45s. From Cal State Monterey Bay.
Going to bring up Taylor, the Cal State Monterey Bay Otters. One of two we've got. Jeff Ahern, former Anderson Cubs, just finished up his freshman year down there. So we see a few Monterey Bay players here. Here's one of them, Zach Taylor, your leadoff hitter. Ahern not in the lineup tonight. Big hole on the right side. First pitch goes right past the catcher in the dirt and skips to the backstop. That's going to be 93 feet for Diaz. He moves up to second. So that takes away the double play and the force out. Taylor now in RBI mode with runner on second and one down. Breaking ball misses, doesn't quite make it back over the plate now, 2-0. Davis throwing a lot of pitches here through the first four innings. 45 making him work, picking their spots. Very nice thing so far. That one in there for a strike. Now 1-1. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out, runner on second. 4-1, 45. Solo home run already this inning. Second of the season for Andres Alburjas. Zach Taylor now with the 2-1. That ball there. Ground ball right past the first baseman down the line. Scoring easily is going to be Diaz. Taylor headed towards second. He'll have at least a double. He's going to slide in there safely. That's an RBI double from Madera, California's own Zach Taylor. First hit of the night. It's 5-1 as the 45s have two runs now in the inning.
Now ready for the 45. Seattle University.
Taylor took that inside pitch and just turned on it. Ripped Taylor. It right down the first base line past the diving first baseman Zimmerman for Portland. And still only one out here. Here's Jake Taylor. He's 2-2. With two singles, he also scored a run. Swing and a miss on a pitch.
I don't understand.
Down below the knees, it's 0-1.
Thank you. You're explaining stuff to me, and I thank you.
The ball's in one strike, one out here. Taylor at second. Zach Taylor. Jake Taylor at the plate. That ball's in their first strike now, 0-2. We've seen Jake Taylor at third base most of the time. He's at second tonight, so rather than have an all-Taylor left side of the infield, we've got an all-Taylor middle of the infield. Shortstop in second. Greg Catteray mixing things up a little bit. Getting Chase Larson in the lineup at third. Having essentially both of his third basemen in there tonight. Pitch outside now, 2-2, and Pittman wants to go have a talk with Davis. Score is 5-1, Redding. Two runs this inning, two runs last inning, and one in the second. They're not done yet. Runner on second, one out. For Seattle's Jake Taylor, Seattle University, I should say. He's technically Boise, Idaho's Jake Taylor. This is a 1-2 from Davis. Swing and a miss, and that ball is down in the dirt. He struck him out. And throw down to first, and runner's going to try to advance to third, and that ball is airmailed over the third baseman. And out of play, and Taylor putting pressure on the defense, heading to third on the throw down to first. Forces the miscue, scores on the error, and another run comes home. It's 6-1 Reading.
Now, buddy, from Feather River College, third base
Taylor strikes out, scoring 2-3 on the putout, and then an E3 allows Zach Taylor to come all the way home. So three runs home in the inning. It's 6-1, 45. First pitch is down in the dirt there. Davis now back in the windup with two down and nobody on. Pitching to Chase Larson, former Foothill Cougar out of Palisadro, California, now plays at Feather River College. Davis in the windup here is the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Larson right over the top of it. 1-1 now. Sensing a pattern here for the 45s. None in the first, one in the second, two in the third, three in the fourth. At this rate, it's going to be pretty ugly by the end of the game. If they get four in the fifth and five in the sixth and so on. Jesse Davis just trying to stop the bleeding here and keep it at 6-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch now. The ball is down to the dirt, 3-1, and Martian's got a
down here with two down. Nobody
on. On deck, the cleanup hitter, Chandler Anderson. Had an RBI single last inning. Pitch to Larson. That ball misses and he draws a walk. So two out walk to Larson now. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson.
Now batting for the 45. Now, band, if you're missing a set of car keys, looks like to a Toyota, got a cute little home on your home key, you left them down at the front gate, got them up here.
We're going to have a meeting at the mound here.
Would it be too much to ask if we could make up our minds?
Now they've got it all figured out. We're ready to go. Anderson's going to come up with a runner on first, two down here. Three runs already home. And the center fielder and cleanup hitter. Playing him slightly to pull on the outfield. And about the same on the infield.
Now batting for 45. From the University of Utah,
here, the entire
center fielder
of shadows,
27, Chandler Anderson.
The precede in the shade here is Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the fourth. That ball is driven out to right center field. That's going to be extra bases. Hitting down and hitting the base of the wall on one bounce. That's going to be at least a double for Anderson. He's headed all the way to third. He's galloping in there. He's going to be in there standing up. Second triple of the season. RBI triple for Chandler Anderson deep into the right center field gap. He got on his horse and made it there easily. So Larson scores all the way from first. Scores an RBI triple for Anderson. His second RBI in as many innings.
First baseman number 33, Sean Sutton.
That's going to bring up Sutton. Sutton doubled and scored in the second. Had an RBI sack fly in the third. Now he gets to come up in the fourth. That ball misses up high. Sutton, the eighth man to bat here in the inning, so they've nearly batted around. Al Borjas, of course, led off this inning with a home run. It's been all business for the 45 so far. That one bounces off the plate. Anderson now scampers back to third. There's a catcher, Pittman. Did a nice job to keep that one in front of him. It's 2-0 here. To Sutton. Davis now kicks and fires that ball. It's grounded to first. This should do it. And score that one 3 unassisted on the ground out. But four runs across here. It's 7-1 Reading. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball. KCNR 14-6.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's fund and continue PAL's legacy.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're in the top of the fifth here. Reading Colt 45 leading the Portland All-Stars 7-1. Kyle Martin getting ready to start his fifth inning of work. Gave up one run in the fourth. That's been the extent of the scoring. Four spot put up by the 45s, including a solo home run. A towering home run by Andres Alborjas to lead off the inning. Then they rallied for three more. Foul back here, 2-1 now. We're in the frozen fifth here. at Tiger Field, and that means for all fans here at the stadium, should Kyle Martin hold the Poison All-Stars scoreless here in Friesen Valley scoreboard, dollar off select ice cream products here at the snack bar at Tiger Field. So, got the beer batter, where you get a discount if you strike him out. Got frozen fifth, a lot of fun stuff between innings. Got laser tag for the non-sports inclined here in the park. Three ball, one strike here now on Jeff Minky, second baseman, DH tonight for the Portland All-Stars, and now he and Diaz and the home plate umpire having a discussion. What the conversation was about, but they was ready to go. Now it's 2-2, evidently that was called a strike. Rather than 3-1, it's 2-2. Martin gets him to line it out into center field. That one's going to get down and making the play, and a diving catch is Chandler Anderson. What a play. So they had an RBI triple to right center field last inning, and then comes in and makes a diving play on a tough play. Line drive right at him, sinking fast, and he went down and slid feet first and made a beautiful catch. A line out to number 8. One down here. That'll bring up the catcher, Rance Pittman. Grounded out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Martin kicks and fires that one. Misses high. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. We recognize our continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities we serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility. A commitment we've upheld since 1982. Ground ball to third base. Larson juggles it and then has to hurry the throw, and it ends up in the dugout, so the runner will advance to second.
Mom and Mom.
On E5.
Mom. Pittman.
So two out, one out, and a runner on second.
Second baseman.
Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. Proud member, proud supporter of the 45s here on KCNR 1460. That'll bring up the leadoff man, Griffin Brandt, second baseman. He's 0 for 2. He comes up with one on and one out. Man on second, Kyle Martin. Comes set, runner not being held on. Brian fires, and that was a little bit high. Brandt, not the biggest strike zone up there, and he puts his knees and elbows pretty close together. Even accentuated more, so a lot of room to shoot at for Martin. Swing and a miss. He got a swing at that one. Nice pitch from Martin on the low inside part of the corner. One ball, one strike, one out here in a 7-1 ball game. Kyle Martin been staked to a lead by his teammates. The rally for one in the third, two in the third, one in the second, two in the third, four in the third, fourth. Hard to keep track of all the scoring here. Cole 45's 7-1 lead. Here's the 1-1 by Martin. Popped up on the infield. Looks like it might be playable. Coming over is Sutton, and he's going to make the play. Nicely done right in front of the visiting dugout. That's the second out of the inning and a big one. That'll bring up the number 2 hitter, shortstop, Colin Marino. That one's going to pop out to number 3. Marino 1-for-2 with a single. That was in the 4th inning. Actually led off the 4th with a single. Outfield assist by Andres Alboraz. And Andres, like it always is when you make a great play in the outfield, it always seems like you're the first man up the next inning. And he obliged the fans here by putting a solo shot over the left field wall for his second home run of the year. That's a line drive into right field. It's going to get down. Alboraz takes it on one hop, and the runner at second can entertain the idea of trying to score on that one. Don't blame. So it's a single there. Or Rubino, second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-3. Pittman moves to third. You got runners at the corner for Matthew Colas. Colas, the one who singled to right to set up that outfield assist by Alboraz last inning. Comes up now with runners at the corners, two down in a 7-1 ball game. They'd like nothing more than to get a couple back here, at least one back. Martin kicks and fires that one in there for a strike at the knee. Nice pitch on pass ball 0-1. Comes set, now kicks and fires at the breaking ball right in there for a strike. Beautiful pitch. He took a lot off of that one and just loaded the curve ball in there on 0-1. Totally locked up Colas. And it's no balls and two strikes. Martin in the driver's seat here. It's a sign from Diaz. Now comes set. Here he comes with the 0-2. That's a breaking ball in the out of the zone. Did not offer 1-2 now. So the Portland All-Stars visiting tonight. First game of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7 and then Thursday as well. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we welcome the Solano Mudcats. Here's the 1-2 for Martin, but two down. Check swing, and he did not go. Job holding up on that one. Diaz fields the ball below the knees. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Runners on the corners, and a 7-1 ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Martin comes set, now kicks and fires at the breaking ball. And that one misses. He started to run off the mound, thinking he had a called third strike, but the umpire did not oblige him, so he got a full count. Runner on first. He'll get a head start here. Just three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Martin's ready to get the sign from Diaz. There goes the runner. And that ball misses outside. It's a walk. The bases are loaded here now with two outs as Polis draws the walk. I'll bring up Blake Herman. He's 0 for 2 with two ground outs.
Blake Herman.
Herman, the third baseman, number 24 for Portland. Grounded out to second and grounded out to short. His first two times up. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So big hitter here for Martin, up 7-1, but the base is loaded. If he can dance out of this one, not only would everybody here get a frozen fifth dollar off their ice cream, preserve that lead. That one in there for a strike as well. That's breaking ball, 0-2. So a quick 0-2 here for Martin on the cleanup hitter for the Portland All-Stars, Blake Herman. Big pitch coming up here. Trying to keep Portland from getting back in this ball game. Breaking ball, swinging a miss. He struck him out on a pretty curveball.
There it is, man.
Three pitch strike out for Martin. No runs. He leaves the bases loaded. He had the bottom of the fifth. It's 7-1 ready. You're listening to 445 Baseball. KCNR 14.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here, Redding Colt 45 stick to a 7-1 lead. Jesse Davis getting ready to start his fifth inning of work here. He's going to pitch to DJ Porter, who pitches down low for a ball. Porter, the only man not to bat last inning. As the man after him, Al Burhas, led off with a home run, and the man in front of him, Sean Sutton, was last out. So eight men come to the plate, four of them score for the 45s in the fourth, and Porter leads off here in the fifth. That ball is driven deep to left field. Down the left field line, it is a fair ball. He's going to be in there with a stand-up double. Nice piece of hitting there on a 1-0 count by D.J. Porter, and that's a double. He's a Dodger fan, but we won't hold it against him.
Right fielder number 29, Andre Alboros.
Al Borjas gets a nice round of applause here. First at bat since they led off last inning with a towering home run. I didn't know if it was going to get out of here. He's hit so high, but it just kept going. That ball down in the dirt. And staying put out at second is Porter. 1-0 count here. Swing and a miss there. One ball and one strike now. Borjas now with nobody out and runner on second after the leadoff double by Porter. Looks at a 1-1 pitch and swings and fouls it out of play. 1-2 now. Now Borjas 2-for-2 tonight. Single, home run, two RBIs. Doing damage for Greg Cotteray's Reading Cool 45s out of the 7 hole tonight. That ball is inside. He has to jump out of the way. Now 2-2. Sun setting on us here in Tiger Field as we are in the shadows under the lights. That ball is driven deep to left field down the line, but foul. We got a little bit out in front of that one, almost put a charge in that one as well. That ball is driven up the middle and a nice play at short. Coming up and making the throw in an incredible play. Great diving catch. Comes up and fires to first base. Rubino from Portland making an absolutely stellar defensive play, taking away a hit, possibly an RBI as well. Score that one 6-3 on the ground out. Porter stays put. At second, there's one down here. That'll bring up True Blood.
How about it, True Blood?
True Blood 0-for-2 tonight.
DH number 46, Zach True Blood.
Pitch to True Blood with a runner on second, one out. That ball is a little bit high, I want to know. If manager Greg Cotteray has any conundrum, it's how to get all these guys who are such good hitters at bats. As we mentioned, he's got the three-headed monster at catcher. A lot of times he'll have one of them DH, or he'll get an extra outfielder in there. DH, we've seen Al Borjas as well. That ball skips past the catcher. Now 2-0. The True Blood, that one was over in the left-handed hitter's batter's box, and that's in front of the plate, kicked away. So moving over to third is Porter now with only one down. We've seen a number of guys. We've seen three or four guys at first base. Corner outfield positions at third base. We've had at least two different guys at each one. Kind of a revolving, any given night, you don't know which nine guys you might get. Two blood swings and misses there now, 2-1. Fans here enjoying their frozen fifth. Ice cream discount as the 4:45 starter Kyle Martin pitched out of a booster's load of jam to throw up a goose egg in the top of the fifth, and everybody gets a discount. That's a little jam shot out to shortstop, and he's going to track it down about four steps into the outfield grass. True Blood kind of had an underspin.
Ignacio Diaz.
Ball out of line out to number six. That'll bring up Diaz. Runner on third, two down now. He has singled and scored in that four-run fourth. Loose pitch misses there, 1-0. Today's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice. Recognizing their success is contingent on the health and vitality of the communities they serve and taking action to improve the well-being of others. community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice, and proud sponsors of Reading Colt 45s here. 2-0 on Diaz. That one in there for a strike now, 2-1. Porter still out there at third, led off the inning with a double. He's only been able to move up 90 feet. There's now two outs. 45's in danger of having their first scoreless inning since the first. That's a chopper to the first base side, and he's going to flip it to the pitcher, score that one 3-1 on the putout. No runs for the 45s. They strand one runner. It's still 7-1.
Number 6,
you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 14.
Uncle Bob, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Kyle DeCore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45 Baseball. Kyle Martin getting ready to start the sixth inning of work here. He's given up just one run in the fifth, or in the fourth, pardon me. He's staked to a 7-1 lead. First of a three-game series here tonight. That one very high there. 2-0 now. Leading off this inning for Portland, Danny O'Brien, the number 5 hitter and right fielder. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Swing and a miss on a 2-0 changeup. Nice pitch there by Martin. And wasting no time, he's ready to go again. Here's the 2-1. That ball grounded down the third baseline in foul territory. 2-2 now. Today's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice in the Reading area. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Proud sponsors of Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-2 for Martin's breaking ball on that ball. Play. Right field line, still 2-2. One in the second, two in the third, four in the fourth for the 45s. One run in the fifth for the run in the fourth, pardon me, for the Portland All-Stars. That's where we stand. 7-1 is Kyle Martin. Has been solid, making pitches when he needs to. Here in the top of the sixth, it's a called third strike on a 2-2 changeup. Beautifully done. Locked him up. And O'Brien is retired looking.
Our beer batter, first base number 8, Trevor Zimmerman.
Second strike out of the night for Martin. That's going to bring up Trevor Zimmerman. He's 2-for-2 with two singles. He's the beer batter, but he hasn't obliged the fans here tonight. He has not struck out yet. That's a ground ball, and he's not going to strike out this time either. That's a ground ball through the left side and a third single of the night. So he's 3-for-3. And all three of them through that left side. So maybe time to put the shift on next time he comes up. That's going to bring in the left-handed hitter, Bryce Mulcahy, the left fielder. He's grounded out and flown out, 0-for-2.
We
six. The runner now comes set. That ball is down low. We'll count two things without a third. 1-0. One down here. Runner on first. Zimmerman with his third hit of the night for Portland. Okay, he's the number seven hitter in the lineup. Standing in against Kyle Martin. Here's the 1-0. That ball also misses down below the zone. 2-0 now. Chase Larson in about even with the bag at third, possibly looking for a bunt or a slowly hit ball. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Ball misses as well now, 3-0. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Mulcahy gets the green light here. Down 7-1. You got to think they need base runners. And he watches that one in there. This is outside, so that's a four-pitch walk there. For the left fielder, Mulcahy, his first time reaching base. Guy pushes Zimmerman up to second. Runners on first and second now. With one down, that'll bring up the number eight hitter, D.H. Jeff Minke. Grounded out and lined out. He lined the center in a nice diving play by Chandler Anderson. Took away a hit. First pitch is inside there. 1-0. Martin behind 1-0 here. Checks the runner at second. Now sets and fires. Pitches foul tip straight back to the fence. 1-1 now. We got a final from Pittsburgh. The Giants win in a squeaker, 15-4. Giants pound out 22 hits. Johnny Cueto picks up win number 11 on the season. An absolute lock for the All-Star game. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Called strike now, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out here with the runners on first and second. 7-1 ball game, top of the sixth from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460's presentation at Colt 45's baseball. Martin comes set, here's the 1-2. That ball is driven down the left field line, but foul. The breaking ball with some hang time on it. Minke unable to straighten it out. Got a good pitch to hit, but did nothing with it. We mentioned Matt Duffy on the DL for the Giants. Connor Gillespie had four hits and four RBI. The next man up is Gillespie. Going to be splitting time with Ramiro Pena over there at third, holding it down for Duffy for the next 2 weeks. He should be back by the beginning of July. The line drive right at shortstop. That's going to be an easy double play. And Taylor flips to Taylor. And that's a 6-4 line-out that we'll play. We head to the bottom of the sixth here at 7-1 Reading. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the 6th here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45 for baseball here. KCNR 1460, 7-1. Zach Taylor leading off the inning. Slow roller to short. Going to have to hurry, and he's going to beat it out. Would have been a tough play even if he came up with it cleanly, but the shortstop for the Portland All-Stars, Rubino, unable to come up with it, and the speedy Taylor is aboard. We'll see if they want to call that a hit or an error. Would have been an amazing 45. Play if he was able to get it.
University, second base with
hit
the
off the end of the bat. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He's 2-for-3 with two singles. He's also scored a run. First pitch misses 1-0 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC. Your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Here's the 1-0 to Taylor. That ball is driven down the left field line. Fair ball. It's going to get down in the corner. Zach Taylor headed towards third. Jake headed towards second. He's coming around third, and they're going to hold him up. So that'll be a one on, nobody out, double. Runners on second and third as the Taylor contingent stands on second and third now with nobody out, and the 45 is right back in business here.
Chase Larson.
Ocean Reading Bank of Commerce, they recognize their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. We're going to have a pitching change here. We'll take a short 60-second break on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45 baseball.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart. Down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pitching change here for the visiting Portland All-Stars. It's going to be number 13, Cody Becker, a right-hander. So that won't quite close the book on Jesse Davis. He's gone 5+, 7 runs. He's also responsible for Zach Taylor at third, Jake Taylor at second. He's going to stand in and face Chase Larson here with runners on second and third, nobody out. So the 3, 4, 5 hitters each going to get a shot here. Runners in scoring position. Prime scoring opportunity here for the 45s, and they have not missed their opportunities this evening. One run in the second, 2 in the third, 4 in the fourth. And Kyle Martin's thrown 6 innings of one run ball, and his best start as a Reading Colt 45 so far this season. He's in line for the win should this lead hold up. Not only does it look like it's going to hold up, it looks like it's about to expand here. First two men get a single and a double. Nobody out. 2 men in scoring position for the Reading Colt 45's third baseman. Larson's 1-for-2 with a single. He's also drawn a walk, scored twice. Stands in against the tall right-hander for the All-Stars, Becker. First pitch is popped up out of play behind the plate. It's going to be in the crowd. And that one lands on the metal seat. That's a souvenir for a young fan there. Got to bring your gloves, folks. Gloves, they're not just for kids. for self-defense.
Nope.
No balls, one strike here on Palisade Road native Chase Larson. You can follow the Redding Colt 45s on Twitter at Redding Colt 45s. The 0-1 to Larson, that's a swing and a miss. Balls down in the dirt. Getting aggressive there with an RBI opportunity here. Nobody out. Larson quickly down 0-2. You can follow the NorCal Sports Hour at NorCal Sports HR. Find us on Facebook as well. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we did our show live here tonight from Tiger Field. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix on the NorCal Sports Hour. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Becker. That's a breaking ball outside. Larson takes it 1-2 now. This week's NorCal Sports Hour function is basically a one-hour pregame show prior to the 7:15 start here tonight. We had a chance to discuss the either the great comeback or the great collapse, depending on how you look at it, from the Cleveland or Golden State perspective for the NBA Finals on Sunday. Obviously, a tough loss, but a historic comeback for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They win all three games, 5, 6, and 7, be the first team in NBA history to come back from 3-1 down in the NBA Finals. Down MVP of the NBA Finals. 2-2 here. That one's down in the dirt as well. Here's the pitch. That's a called third strike, and Larson knew it. Breaking ball fooled him and dropped right in there. So that's first out of the inning.
Now batting for the 45s.
The University of Larson Utah, is 1-for-3.
Chandler.
Bring up
Anderson.
Chandler Anderson. Anderson 2-for-3. He's got a single and a triple, and an RBI on each one of those hits. Comes up here with one out, two on. Cleanup hitter and center fielder standing in against Corey Becker. His pitch is in there for a strike. Like it might have been a foul. Chipped right in his glove, 0-1. On deck is Sutton. He's 1-for-2. Also has a sack fly and an RBI. Full scorecard here tonight so far. We're in the bottom of the sixth. 445s have 7 runs and threatening for more here. Already into the bullpen. There's a visiting Cleveland All-Stars. That one is driven out to right center as he just kind of reaches out and pokes it into the right field. Tagging and heading towards home. And heading towards third at the same time are Taylor and Taylor. Throw came into third. Third baseman came off the bag and tried to do a swipe tag, but unable to get Taylor. Scoring is Zach Taylor. That's a sack fly and an RBI for Chandler Anderson. It's now 8-1. A nice at bat there from Anderson. He took a pitch that was actually a pretty good breaking ball down the lead for Manila and he just it out in right field deep enough. Drive home the run. So a sack fly and an RBI. And Anderson, his third RBI of the match. That'll bring out Sutton now with 2 outs and man on third. 8-1 ball game. I'd love to get another RBI here. This pitch is a breaking ball. It doesn't quite come back from the plate 1-0. On deck is Porter. Here's the 1-0 to Sutton. Oh, strike. Ball down below the... Between the waist and the knees there. 1-1. Jake Taylor at third. With 2 down. Becker comes in. Fires that one over the plate. It's not out of play. 1-2 now. Good crowd here tonight on a beautiful day for baseball. Dust is upon us. We are under the lights. 8-1 ball game. 45 is putting on an offensive showcase here tonight.
Who had it?
He's out of the 9 starters. Just have a hit already here. That ball was very high up in the eyes. Sutton turns away from it. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. 1 run already across. Runner on third. For first baseman Sean Sutton, he's 1-for-2 with a walk. Doubled and scored in the second. Also had a sack fly. No walk. Going to go on the stat line there. 1-for-2 with a sack fly, I should say. Breaking ball. Called strike 3. Sutton can't believe it. Looks like a pitcher's pitch, but nonetheless, it's a called third strike. That'll end the inning. 1 run across here for Redding. It's 8-1. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, bringing you a Colt 45 Baseball. 45 in command here, 8-1. New pitcher is Harrisco State University's Jeff Angelo. Right-hander made one appearance over the weekend up in Humboldt. He comes on in relief with Kyle Martin. So that'll close the book on Martin. His line looks like this: six innings, six hits, two walks. Two strikeouts, one run scored. Got three base runners over six innings, left the bases loaded in one inning. Great use of changing speed, changing sight lines. Had a great breaking ball going here in the later inning. Just one run in six innings. He's in line for the win here. Should be base one lead hold up. That'll bring up right-hander Jeff Angelo. He's going to pitch against Pittman here. The catcher is going to lead off for Portland. Portland need to get something going here. Nine outs left. Down 8-1. First pitch is in there on a strike from Angelo. Pittman's 0-2. He's grounded out and reached on an error. And Angelo can be aggressive here with the big lead. And there's a breaking ball in there way out in front of Pittman. He's just able to pop a foul. Quick 0-2 here. Angelo through the ninth inning on Sunday. Goes now an 11-3 win at the score of the frame there. Now 1-2, that one misses outside. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued successes, continued upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve, taking action to improve the well-being of others. Community responsibility, a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. Thanks to them for sponsoring Reading 445s here on the radio. 2-2 now from Angelo. Comes set, gets a sign from Ocasio. Fires, and that one line to left, and a great play by Zach Taylor. Full extension out there at shortstop as he leaps and uses every inch of that 5'9 frame. Crowd lets him hear it here. Nice play. We've been impressed by the CSU Monterey Bay infielder. Worked out there at shortstop. He's also put in time at second. Another stellar play from the slick-gloved Zach Taylor. Our player of the game on Sunday. He's a Dodger fan, but we don't hold it against him. Not when you make plays like that out there in the field. So one down after the line-out. That'll bring up the top of the lineup here. Griffin Brandt, 0-3. Rounded out, flown out, and popped out. First pitch is in there for a strike. If you're scoring at home, that last one would be a line out to six. Swing and a miss. It's a nice breaking ball there from Angelo. Gets Brandt way out in front. Quick 0-2 here, and Angelo is dealing. wasting no time, pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Gets a sign from Diaz. Here's the 0-2. Kicks and fires. That was a very high fly ball and a breaking ball swatted out into shallow left field. Porter comes and makes the play. Two down now. Fly out to number 7 there. That'll bring up Colin Ravino. Good stop for Pino. A couple nice pitches out there. He's super. Two down, nobody on here. Jeff Angelo. A very Wolfman-like seventh inning here. Breaking ball right in there. Little strike. Nicely done. He gets pretty good bend on that breaking ball. Likes to throw it for a strike early in the count. Will throw it on any count. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. That one is also in there for a strike. So Ravino has not offered at either one. Watch two strikes go right by. He's one strike away from making this a very short top of the seventh. Angelo gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the 0-2. Playing an event, he struck him out in a beautiful inning by Jeff Angelo. Cutting through that offense like a hot knife through butter. It's 8-1. We head to the bottom of the seventh here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 14.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
DJ Porter getting ready to lead off for your hometown 45s in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch is the over 58 footer bounces right through the plate. I don't know.
Left fielder for 44, DJ Porter.
Cody Becker getting ready to start his second inning of work here. Porter led off the fifth with a double. He was stranded at third. He's 1-for-3. Misses there. Nice game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve, taking action to improve the lives of others is a community responsibility, a commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, your bank of choice. The 1-0 pitch is grounded to third, and Porter is retired. The first out of the inning, score that one 5-3 for the first out. Order now, 1-4. That'll bring up Al Borjas.
How about in 345?
Andres Al Borjas, 2-for-3 with a home run.
Number 29,
second home run
Andre
on the campaign.
Al Borjas.
With a solo shot to left, he stands in now. Had a hard hit ball last time as well, but a nice defensive play. Rolled it in and round out the short, so he's 2-for-3. First pitch up high, 1-0. One 0 pitch here to Al Borjas. Swing and miss. Aggressive swing on that one. One ball and one strike now. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch to Andres. Nobody on. That ball is down in the dirt.
Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol.
Two balls on strike now. Get you an update on your A's score. A's in action in Milwaukee. Sonny Gray. Your starting pitcher tonight, and at the end of five, it's 1-1, so he's looking good through five. First one since the end of April. He's 3-6 so far this year in a very unsunny gray like year. Al Borjas pops that one down the first baseline. It's caught right near the line by Zimmerman.
Scores number three. DH. Number 26.
Coming up true love to DH. 0-for-3 tonight. He steps in with two outs and nobody on here. First pitch to Trueblood. Watches one in there on the outside corner. Strike one. Should he reach, it'd be Ignacio Diaz. Trueblood fouls that one back out of play. Into the parking lot. Quick 0-2 here on Trueblood. In the bottom of the seventh, it's an 8-1 ball game. Reading full 45s on the strength of a 4-run fourth and runs in three other innings. The breaking ball bounces on or slightly behind the plate. It's down in the dirt. 1-2 now. He's locked up in his high going 1-1. Giants win in a lapper today, 15-4, as Angel Pagan had a grand slam. Hunter Gillespie had four hits and four RBIs. Pounded out 22 hits. So good to see the Giants offense in top gear. Came into today 5.5 games up in the Western Division over the Dodgers. It feels good to say that every time. 5.5 games up on the Dodgers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. That one is in the dirt now. This is a 2-2 pitch. Trueblood. Ball down in the dirt. It'll be a full count now. A good job by Trueblood to work it back from 0-2 and battle back to a full count now. See if he gets anything to hit at all here from Becker. There's a pitch. That ball is hit off the end of that foul on the first base line. Shaking his head. Knew he swung at ball four there. Becker now ready to do it again. He's in the windup. Takes off his catcher. Now he's ready to go. Here's a full count pitch. Again, fouled back to the screen. We'll have another 3-2 count. Two outs, nobody on. Full count pitch here to Trueblood once again. That ball is down to the dirt, easy take, and he draws the two out walk. So I'll bring up Diaz.
Now batting for the 45s.
For every full 45 hitter in the lineup, they have to face at least one time. runs have been scored by 7 different players here. So, 2 outs, runner on first, 8-1 ball game, bottom of the 7th here. He has fouled that first pitch away out of the parking lot, 0-1. On this day in baseball, exactly 100 years ago today, Red Sox right-hander Rube Foster crosses a 2-0 no-hitter against the Highlanders. I love it. I love the old-school baseball, the Highlanders. A lot of people don't remember the original name of the L.A. Dodgers, nay, Brooklyn Dodgers, the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. That useless fact brought to you courtesy of Reading Bank of Commerce, but the line-out will end the inning. We're going to head to the top of the 8th here. It's still 8-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first 2 payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first 2 payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. The sporty 16 Forte and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first 2 payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We get ready to start at the top of the 8th here. Colt 45 up 8-1. It's been a command pitching performance. 6 innings to start by Kyle Martin of 1-run ball. Jeff Ansel scores the 7th. He's going to get ready to pitch his second inning here to start the 8th. Leading off of the Portland All-Stars is going to be number 9, Danny O'Brien. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He's driven in the lone run for the Portland All-Stars here tonight. That was in the 4th inning. At that point, it was 3-1, and 145's put up a 4 spot in the bottom of the 4th to make it 7-1, added another one in the 6th to make it 8-1. That's where we stand right now, Angelo. There. Quickly 2-0 here. Angelo with a great inning last inning, 1-2-3. Struck out the last batter on 3 pitches. Ready now with 2-0 for O'Brien. After that one down low, below the zone as well. 3-0 now. Gets a sign from Diaz, now comes set. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Hands up. Very high, so a 4-pitch walk from Angelo to start the inning. That's going to bring up Zimmerman. 3-for-3 with 3 singles. Each of them threw on the exact same spot on the left side. So. See what adjustments he makes here. Obviously, he has not faced Angelo yet. All 3 of those hit off of Mark. Nobody on, one. Nobody out, one man on. Breaking ball.
All beer cells are now closed.
Breaking ball misses 1-0 here. Jeff Angelo also out of Harrisville State. So he and Andre Alborjas both getting into the game tonight. Undertaker's his lead to first, being held on by Scott. Here's the 1-0. He kicks and fires. That ball is a pitch a little bit high, and Diaz sees something he doesn't like, and he's going to head out there and talk to Angelo. And the 4-pitch walk to the first hitter, and now 2-0 on Rudolph Walker's with Colas and Hermes. Cleanup hitter up with 2-0 count here. Runner not going, swing and a miss there from Hermes. Colas draws the walk there. O'Brien's actually on deck. Zimmerman to follow after that. So getting a little ahead of myself here. Portland trying to put together a rally. On the 45, it's a 2-1 count here. Infield is ready now, kicks and fires. And that ball is popped up on the infield. Looks like it might stay in play. Going to be close to the defense over here. And unable to make the play as Jake Larson almost hit the manager, Greg Cataray, there. But it's 2-2 now. A break there for the 45, or for the Portland All-Stars. Sherman stays alive. So O'Brien on deck. They would love to roll a double play ball here. Jake Taylor shading towards second base. Roll over the first keeper on the line. He's back easily. Mentioned this day in baseball history last inning. Well, on this day 100 years ago, a Red Sox right-hander named Rube Foster, which is the greatest, great early 1900 baseball player name, all right there, Rube Foster. After a new hit against the Highlanders, I mentioned the Brooklyn Bridegrooms, which is what the Brooklyn Dodgers used to be known as in the 1800s. New York Giants, New York Gothams. You know, some of these old names, honestly, kind of better than the new ones. Here's a 3-2 count. Playing in a miss, he struck him out. Nice job there to come back from 2-0 and strike him out. Well, one down now as Herman is retired on strikes. That'll bring up O'Brien.
Seven, redfield number three, Danny O'Brien.
Well, I tried to attribute that leadoff walk to, but he's up third this inning. Well, swinging strikeout for Herman. He's 0-4. Two strikeouts now as they've neutralized Portland's cleanup hitter so far this evening. And O'Brien, who's got the lone RBI here, RBI single in the fourth, drove in Colas. Colas is at first right now with one out in an 8-1 ball game. Jeff Angela gets a sign from Diaz. Now checks the runner. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-0. That one misses as well. Now 2-0. No activity down in the pen there for Greg Cataray, so this is Angelo's inning. Comes set. Through the 2-0, now he's going to throw over the first. Diving back easily. He is Colas. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. Could not ask for better weather. We are in the 70s here. That ball is grounded. 6-4-3 double play. And that's how you do that. Angelo rolls the double play ball, and that ends the top of the eighth. Another goose egg thrown up. It's 8-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
In the bottom of the eighth here from Tiger Field. Colt 45 is in command, 8-1, top of the lineup. 45. Taylor,
Cal State Monterey Bay, shortstop number four.
Got an RBI. He's also scored twice. He's been a spark plug at the top of the lineup since being inserted there on Saturday. This is his third game at the top of the lineup. He went 4-for-6 on Sunday, so you can't argue with the results. He's 2-for-4 again tonight. For Greg Catterays, Reading Colt 45, his first pitch is in there for a strike. Starting his third inning here is Cody Becker. He's thrown two so far, giving up one run in relief of Jesse Davis, who went five innings, gave up seven runs. The 45s have broke through for one in the second, two in the third, four in the fourth, and tacked on one more. That ball is driven out to left center field and deep. A playable in front of the warning track there. And Zach Taylor is retired for the first out. And for the first time since the third inning. He's 2-for-5.
From Seattle University, second baseman number 8.
That's going to bring up Jake Taylor at second base tonight. Taylor's 3-for-4 with a double. Also scored a run. Another quality game for the Seattle University. Most of the time, third baseman tonight, second baseman. He lines that one out in the left center field, and playing it perfectly is the center fielder. Did he trap that, or did he make the play? And yes, they're going to say he made the catch. So a nice diving catch out there in center field by Matthew Colas. Robs Jake Taylor of a hit and possibly extra bases. They had him played slightly to pull to the left center, and he was positioned perfectly.
From Penn River College, third baseman number 13, Chase Larson.
And a nice play. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, your bank of choice. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've held up since their inception in 1982. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 is Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. So a lot of thanks to them for sponsoring tonight's game. On the radio, bringing you Boys of Summer. Up 8-1 here with two down, nobody on. It's Chase Larson. That's a broken bat. No, it looked like he kind of just lost it out of his hand. He's shaking his hand, running down the line, ran out in second. And a 1-2-3 inning here, so no runs for the 45s. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 8-1 Reading. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball. KCNR 14.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Just past 9:15 in the PM here from Tiger Fields is Redding Colt 45's baseball. The fastest 8-1 game I've ever seen in my life. As the 45's pitching has been absolutely dominant. Jeff Angelo with two innings of scoreless relief after Kyle Martin threw six innings of one-run ball. Zimmerman's going to lead off here for the Portland All-Stars. He's 3-for-3 with three singles. He's pitching in there for a strike. And Angelo's going to get the ball here in the ninth as well. So a chance for a three-inning relief appearance here. Close out an 8-1 win. Here's the 0-1. Oh, it was foul. Go back a quick 0-2 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Redding Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Redding Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC, and proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Angelo with the 0-2 here. That ball's down in the dirt now, 1-2. And fresh off of her mid-inning responsibilities, Maddie Novelli now stepping into the booth here. You almost missed it here. This game has just whipped right by. I mean, just over 2 hours of game time here and about to close it out in the ninth. Here's Angelo on 1-2.
It's been a while since we've been on air.
Yeah, well, those road trips, it's a long weekend when you don't have any baseball games to do.
I didn't know it was
night. Well, plenty of, you could have been watching the Giants win seven games in a row this last week before. Yeah, they lost 1-0 on a great pitching duel last night, and then they won in a lapper tonight, 15-4. That ball driven out to left, playable for DJ Porter. He comes in and makes the catch on the run. Nice play by the Alabaptist left fielder there. One down. Score that one a fly out to number seven.
That was
the time they got Trevor Zimmerman out all night. He's now 3-for-4. That'll be frustrating when you go 3-for-3 with three singles and you never get past second base and have no RBIs. So a nice night for him personally, but just not enough ducks on the pond for the one guy who was hitting really well for him tonight. One down here, and Angelo's going to pitch the left fielder Mulcahy. Bid misses there, 1-0. Once again, our Kia drive of the game, a solo home run to lead off the fourth by Andres Albujas, a towering shot that just kept on going. It looked like a high fly ball, and it just never really came down until it ended up in that netting out there. He has a couple hits tonight. That ball misses there, 2-0 by Angelo. Albujas with two hits, two RBIs. Chandler Anderson got three runs batted in, two hits as well. Of course, Sean Sutton making his Colt 45's debut with a double to lead off the second inning. He eventually came around to score. Had a sack fly as well, so an RBI for him. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Angelo, changing speeds on him. 2-1 now. This is game one of a three-game series. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 against these same Portland All-Stars, and Thursday as well. Then Friday, we welcome the Solano Mudcats. Looking ball just misses, 3-1. Mudcats are going to be here also for a three-game series. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7:15 start time. Friday and Saturday, 6 o'clock for the getaway game on Sunday night. Here's a 3-1 now from Angelo. That ball fouled straight back over our heads in the booth here. Back towards the laser tag. Full count now. One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth here. An absolutely command performance by the Colt 45's two pitchers here. Kyle Martin, six innings of one-run ball with Jeff Angelo. 2 1/3 so far, and he walks that one there. One out here in the ninth, and now one man on. Bryce Mulcahy draws a walk, his second walk of the game. He's 0-for-2 with two walks. We'll bring up Minky. He's 0-for-3, hit into a hard block double play as he had a line drive right to shortstop. And Taylor, Zach Taylor, flips to Jake Taylor. All Taylor middle of the infield tonight. On an easy double play. Runner has
double play.
Rocks in for a strike, 0-1 here. Angelo rolled a double play last night, or last inning to end the inning. He could end the game here if he got another one. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball outside now, 1-1. Reminder, you can get the entire schedule for the entire season on ReddingCold45s.com. This is game number 15 out of 45. We'll be doing it all of July and the first week of August as well. Strike. And they're 1-2 now. Last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. A lot of fun out there for kids getting to play and learn from these great college-age athletes. We're going to do another one in July. Here's a ground ball. 6-4. This could be the ball game, and it is. That's a double play. You end the ball game. So it's 8-1. Angelo rolls two double plays to end the 8th and the 9th. And an absolutely convincing 8-1 win here at the 45 to all three bases. Hitting defense. Pretty nifty also base like running as well. Absolutely stellar standout win here, 8-1. We're going to take a short break here on Reading Colt 45's broadcast.
We'll see you tomorrow night back in the yard.
KCNR 1460. We're right back with your post-game show. After these messages, you're listening to the Colt 45's. KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's
go. Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReddingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Feet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs, or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Kyle DeFore back here at Tiger Field after an 8-1 victory. Your Reading Colt 45 taking game one of a three-game series here with the Portland All-Stars tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:15 as well as Thursday. I'm sitting here with brand-new Colt 45, made his debut tonight. Sean Sutton playing first base, hitting in the five hole, and he announced his presence with a double to center field. to start it off. Came around to score in that inning later, had a sacrifice fly and an RBI. First of all, welcome to the 45s.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Our second addition so far from Seattle University, joining Jake Taylor, who's brought his bat with him. I understand we've got a third guy from Seattle U coming as well. If he can hit as well as the first of you two, then I think we're going to be in pretty good shape here the rest of the summer. It's looking good so far.
Yeah, he actually might have the most pop out of both of us, so it should be exciting to watch.
Well, Jake in his first start last weekend against the Reading Tigers in his second game, but his first start hit a grand slam and a 24-4 romp, and hit all weekend last weekend against the B-52s as well. You come out here, get a double and a score run and a sack fly RBI later in the game as well. A lot of fun tonight here. You had a four-run fourth inning there. You guys had base runners just about every inning. And when you keep the line moving like that, it's a lot of fun. And hitting can get contagious that way. You led off a second with a double to get the scoring started, scoring the first run. But what's the atmosphere like when you guys feel like every inning, it's not if, it's when?
Yeah, well, it makes it a lot easier when you're running on base. I have a lot of fun with that guy. You guys are excited.
And the 45s go two deep, three deep at some positions. All kinds of guys. Greg Catteray trying to get everybody there at bats here as we see rotating DH in first base, and we're seeing some different guys at different outfield positions as well. But you're making, again, Sean Sutton here from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, by way of Seattle University, playing up there in the WAC. I understand you're the all-WAC first baseman, all-WAC first team. So joining us with our other co-player of the game here tonight is Chandler Anderson, who was part of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes. An embarrassment of riches here offensively for us. For the 45s, and anybody you want to say hi to up in Coeur d'Alene or up in Seattle that might be listening online for us?
Yeah, my dad's listening right now up in Coeur d'Alene. He's going to be down here tomorrow, actually, to watch our games, but quick shout-out to him.
So did you just get in town today? Did you actually get to spend Father's Day with your dad? Or?
Yeah, I spent Father's Day with him on Sunday. I think we drove down on Monday. We left at 10 in the morning and got here at 10 at night. That was the best few strokes of the ballpark tonight.
I've got three siblings that live up in Seattle. I've done that drive many times going both directions. It's more fun in June than it is the other times of the year. But we're glad to have you on the team here. Again, our co-player of the game here tonight, Sean Sutton, starting at first base tonight, had a double and a run scored, also had an RBI. Looking forward to seeing what you and all the other Seattle U guys do here for the rest of the summer. This is game 15 of 45, so plenty of time to fill out that stat sheet. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to welcome in here Chandler Anderson. Hitting cleanup tonight. 2-for-3 with three RBIs, had a single and a triple and a sack fly. An RBI in each of your last three at-bats. And that, tell us about that triple to right center there. It seemed like right off the bat you were thinking three there. It didn't even look like you even stopped to think about it. And you ended up with a stand-up triple there.
Okay, cool,
tell us about that at-bat.
My approach was all middle. I threw balls, full balls. A lot of my hits were going through the six hole, and I wanted to make an adjustment there. And thinking middle, got my pitch a little middle away and took it that way. I'm thinking two, thinking three out of the box every time. Never really watching the ball. I just put my head down, take off, see what happens.
So that's your second triple of the year, both of them driving in a run. Again, two hits tonight and three at-bats. You also had a stack fly there. I got to ask you, since you were in center field to see it, when you saw that outfield assist at third base from Andres in right field, that was pretty much one of the most incredible throws I've seen. He's done a couple of those this year so far, but I mean, I didn't even think they had a play. The guy was stealing on the pitch. It was a hit and run, and he still guns it down. Unreal.
Absolutely. I saw him rounding second. I knew he was in for trouble. This guy, I throw with him every day and warm up with him. He got an absolute cannon. And so that sent a message, not to run on him anymore.
It's impressive. We saw him throw a guy out at home in one of the first games of the season here at home. And then, of course, he comes out and shows us again here at third base. You're a five-tool guy. You're still playing center field a lot here for the 45s. You're part of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes. We mentioned over the weekend in Humboldt how you guys made a deep run into the playoffs there and beat Ole Miss, the number one overall seed. You're usually a left fielder, you were saying, on Utah.
Correct.
Now, but do you have a preference? Do you like center field more or just anywhere where you can get the at-bats?
Anywhere I can get the at-bats, I'll do whatever the coach pleases. I do prefer center field. I love running down balls. I feel like I get a better jump in center field, but we had a freshman All-American center field this year at Utah, so he was quite a stud. So I took my at-bats with my innings and left, and I was fine with it.
Well, it's always good to have more than one center fielder out there. We can see with the Giants having Pagan out there in left field now, and Pence, who's one of your better right fielders when he doesn't have a torn hamstring. You know, the defense is at such a premium now at the next level that a lot of guys that end up playing corner outfield in the pros are usually center fielders in the minors and prior to that as well. So.
Exactly. You also see the corner guys in the outfield. They're hitting a lot of home runs. I think that's part of the game. I need to work on it. I like hitting triples, like hitting doubles, but I'm not gonna start being selfish because I need to leave the park right now.
Well, when you put that one out to right center there, it didn't look like you were trying to do too much, but they kind of took it where it was pitched and drove it out onto the fence on one bounce. And as we mentioned, you had a stand-up triple there just put your head down. You're pretty much a five-tool player from the looks of it. We haven't had a chance to see you show off the arm quite yet because nobody's really challenged you out there. But the other tools are obviously there. Chandler Anderson, part of our Pac-12 champion Utah Utes here, is our co-player of the game with two hits and three RBI tonight. Looking forward to what you're doing here for the rest of the year. We were talking before we came on in the post game here about how last year we had two guys from Utah that hit all summer long, and it doesn't look like you're picking up right where they left off. Your first at bat here, you banged one about a foot away from going deep last week. But anybody you'd like to say hi to back there in Utah or anywhere else?
I've actually got a grandfather out in South Carolina, Maryland is. He bounces back and forth, but I'd like to say hello to him. I know he's listening in. I wish he could watch the game, but doing it all for you.
Absolutely. So on this 2 days after Father's Day, we had the 11-3 win on Father's Day up there in Humboldt on the 11-30 getaway game. And the 45s, 2 days later, first game of a three-game series, win in resounding fashion here, 8-1 on the strength of a four-run fourth. And everybody in the lineup reached base at least one time. So an impressive team effort here. Our co-players of the game tonight, Sean Sutton making his debut for the 45s, as well as Chandler Anderson getting it done out there in center field with three RBI tonight. Thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for my engineer, Jared King, for Matty Novelli, and everyone else here at KCNR 1460, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to do it again tomorrow night, pregame at 7 o'clock, first pitch at 7:15. Come on out and join us. $5 a ticket here at Tiger Field. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Or if you can, just listen to us here on 1460 AM or KCNR1460.com if you're not in the Northern California area. Once again, for my engineer, Jared King, and Matty Novelli, this has been Kyle DeFore. 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. We'll see you tomorrow night.
It's a long day.
That specifically targets, I mean, they, out of all of the infants that are aborted, it's females more so than anything. But there's nothing that, they don't say anything ever about that. They're not saying anything right now about the effort to disarm women, going after them. Gun control is a war on women. They don't say anything about that. They're mad about the restaurant. Can't have that. I don't get the whole gender studies thing. And the women's studies, it's totally like PCU, that movie with Jeremy Piven. That's an old movie, but it's completely like PCU. No one's making you go into the restaurant. Why can't people just, like, if they see something online and they're like, oh, I totally disagree with that, but you know what? I'm going to continue living my life and not freak out over it like a whack job. It would be great if people thought like that. Or, you know, I don't dig this restaurant. I'm not going to go there. I don't like how their servers dress, whatever. And without freaking out and writing to all of these newspapers, this is horrible, and if you go here, you're horrible, blah, 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 all this stuff. No, no, no. It doesn't, that's silly. That's so silly. So just live your life and quit trying to boss everybody around. There's nothing wrong with with that. Don't they have like dude restaurants like that too, Kane? What are they called?
I have no idea. Where it's male? Where the males are the servers, right?
Yeah, isn't it like Tallywhackers or something like that? Seriously.
There's strip clubs that are like that, I think. But
no, but I swear, I think that there's like a male one.
Is there? I'm going to look this
up. I think so. I'm not free. Are men? Why don't men freak out about that? Because you dudes have lives, is why. You guys have lives. It is Tallywhacker, says Marty. How do you know that, Marty? Just out of curiosity. I'm not judging. I'm just asking you how you know about it. Yeah, I just, you know. Just, no. No, no, no. I don't. Do you have a problem with that, Kane? You're a man. Do you have a problem with the Tallywhackers? Do you think it's sexist and it promotes unrealistic stereotypes about men?
No, I wasn't aware of it, so it's because I just choose not to, you know, pay attention to it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think that works for me. Why can't that work for these insecure women?
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. That is the million-dollar question right there. Exactly. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Folks, tonight I'm going to be on CNN with Don Lemon. We're going to be talking about Flyover Nation, and I'm sure something about how guns are bad. I don't know. I like Don. I get along with him. He's nice. Not everybody is nice, but he's nice. I've always gotten along with him. He's funny. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be on Morning Joe, MSNBC. I'm totally sure they're going to like throw me an awesome, like, welcome to MSNBC party. Yay. I haven't been on MSNBC since Chris Matthews cut off my mic and kicked me off his show. And then they never had me back because he just hated my guts. His little Lord Fauntleroy bull haircut. But I'm going to be on MSNBC tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Go out and get your copy if you haven't. Here's a prime time right here in just a couple minutes for you to go out. And you can go get your copy. Our sponsor for this quarter hour of our program, which also helped me power through this book, too, Super Beats All Day Energy, sustainable energy, great for your heart health, great for your circulation as well. Look, you can, if you need energy, caffeine is a fake energy. It's a fake energy, and it can raise your blood pressure, and then you crash horribly. Or like the 5-Hour Energy or the Red Bull or the Monster Energy drinks, you might as well just go into your kitchen cabinet, take out a glass, go to where you keep your sugar, and just put a cup of sugar in a glass and just, you know, eat that, because that's what you're doing. It's not doing anything healthy, and it's a fake energy. Replace all of that with a glass of Super Beats. 4 ounces is all it takes. That's what I do every morning. It will change your life. Because, see, Super Beats, unlike that stuff, it's a functional food for circulation that you drink, and you get that all-day energy, which is what I need, thanks to the nitric oxides. It's a little bit dietary nitrates that produces nitric oxide in the body. That's where you get your real energy, a real energy boost, stamina boost within 20 minutes of drinking, and it helps to support healthy blood pressure, too. It's packed with electrolytes, antioxidants, 4 ounces of water, 1 teaspoon of Super Beets, and they dry it out to preserve those nitrates, and it kills the beet taste, by the way. It has a berry flavor. Mix it in water. Put it in yogurt. Put it in a smoothie. You have an energy boost. You can feel as little as in 20 minutes. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. Get the free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617. That's 1-800-664-5617. Or visit online at DanaShootsBeats.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-872-5455 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-872-5455 or harvestright.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about the gun box, and if you haven't and you're a handgun owner, you should know about this cutting-edge technology. See, those of us who have handguns generally have them for protection and safety, yet few of us secure our firearms where we can access them. That's, you know, when we need them. The gun box is the solution. It looks designer, not like your typical gun safe, so you can actually use it where you live, on the nightstand, the desk, the shelf, the countertop, the car, the office. And the technology that opens the gun box gives you quick and easy access when you need it, with the touch of your fingerprint or the wave of an included RFID key card or fob. The gun box is a great solution for helping to keep your family safe. I use it in my house, and I'm able to secure my gun when I need it the most. Safe storage, quick access. Go to thegunbox.com. For 10% off, use promo code Dana10. That's promo code Dana10 for 10% off your order. Go to thegunbox.com. Check out their educational videos, too. Thegunbox.com. That's thegunbox.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Attention parents! Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Ugly Kid Joe! Yay! I love this song. This song is so good. Folks, Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to, is on sale. Launches today. I'm really excited about it. Go out and get it. And then share your pictures with me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Tag me in it. And I want to see it, and I want to retweet it, and I want to know what you think of it. I'm very excited about it. If you haven't gotten it yet, go and order it off of Amazon. I'm super stoked about that. And I just want to say thanks to everybody out there also who has gone out and supported it. I can't thank you guys enough. And I love hearing from you guys. And I'm telling you what, when you go to my Facebook page, look at the events section, because I have a number of dates on there, different cities across the country that I'm going to be in. I want to meet you, and I want to hang out, and I want to sign books, and I want to, you know, shoot the breeze and all that stuff, like, you know, like talking, you know, speaking anyway. But and go and see if I'm going to be in a city near you. And we're going as many places as we can, and also juggling having kids and all that. I don't have like a, I have like a, you know, staff on radio and people on TV. I don't have like a personal assistant or anything like that. I don't have like a personal staff. And so it's kind of crazy. And so just, you know, sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to get some emails back, but I literally, like, we don't have nannies. We're just folks. We're middle class people who still shop at Walmart, right? So there ain't no shame in our game. Just, you know, letting you know we're trying to get to as many places as we can. And so I appreciate your patience with that, but I'm really looking forward to getting out there and hanging out. I'm going to be in McAllen, Texas coming up on Friday. And we're going to be in Pasadena on Saturday. And then after that, my memory gets a little hazy, because I know we're going to be in Indianapolis and Jacksonville and Orlando and Atlanta. Where else? A bunch of other places. St. Louis, Indianapolis, a bunch of places. So keep an eye out on that events section. Keep an eye on the events section on the Facebook page. And again, let me know. You get your book, take a picture, put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook, tag me, holler at me on Twitter, holler at your girl. Because I want to see it. Super stoked about it. All right. So this is, I just like still a bunch of stuff we got to get into. But we're running out of time. So feel the burn. Still happening in Venezuela. The food riots are escalating. They're escalating. Like they've been going on. The people are starving to death. Starving to death. They're looting any kind of stores that they can get. If anything. Anything, anything. You know the richest person in Venezuela? It's Chavez's daughter. I know you're so surprised, aren't you? You are so surprised. I know you are. That's what socialism looks like. That's what Feel the Burn looks like. Daily Caller has this piece up, too, about BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed, which we'll talk more about this, they published this video about a couple who want their child to be gay. And they say one of the couple describes themselves as a gender. They say that they're gender nonconforming. And they don't want their son to be gender free too, whether he likes it or not, basically, because one of the women, Michelle, says he hates it. He's just like, no, he hates it. But they want him to be gender free. I guess they're not like listening to their child. I guess they're not listening to their kid very much. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as well, because that. To me, that seems like child abuse. No, that doesn't seem. That's child abuse. Let's just be real about it. That's child abuse, for real. We're going to get into that tomorrow, and some of the other stuff we're going to touch upon too. We're going to keep an eye on the primary. We're going to delve into some of the polling, and we have that. We have the fight over the battle over the guns in the Senate's finished. The Second Amendment won. Oh, by the way, this day in history. The Constitution was ratified on this day in history. I know, right? My goodness. The Constitution of the United States ratified on this day. And this was back in, I mean, this 1788. Huge. All right, today in stupidity. What do we got?
Well, it looks like Chris Murphy, who you know has been banging the drum on gun control for quite a while, and most recently... Mm-hmm. We've been seeing him just throw words out there that, you know, he's not getting called out on it, and that's an issue. So cut five, listen to what he says here.
It is not an absolute constitutional right, and Justice Scalia, in that decision that that says that there is an individual right to own a firearm, also says that there are clear limitations on certain individuals and also certain weapons being in the hands of civilians.
What?
And nobody has called him out on that. Like, they love the idea that, quote, owning a gun is not an absolute constitutional right.
Except it is.
Except that it is. So yeah. Why doesn't he have any pushback? What is the deal with that? Why isn't the media saying, wait a minute.
Because they're carrying water for the guy.
I just don't get it. Why are they lapdogs instead of watchdogs?
Because they have completely invested in Democrat candidates. That's why. Chris Murphy's wrong. He couldn't be more wrong if he tried. And that's today in stupidity, folks. StandardRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at DLash. I'll be on CNN later this evening. Keep up with everything on Twitter at DLash. Facebook page and Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. Out today, on shelves everywhere. Order it at Amazon. Thank you for the love and support. And I will be back with you tomorrow.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Donald Trump is trailing Hillary Clinton when it comes to campaign cash for the general election.
During the month of May, Trump raised just over $3 million, according to the Federal Election Commission. That's far behind the $26 million collected by Clinton. Trump also trails Clinton in available cash. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee began June with $1.3 million in the bank, less campaign cash than many congressional candidates. Greg Clugston, The White House.
North Korea's launched two suspected intermediate-range ballistic missiles.
South Korean and U.S. militaries monitored these launches. They said the first one likely failed, broke up somewhere in the Sea of Japan. The second one, according to the South Korean military, went about 400 kilometers, which is about 250 miles.
Correspondent Forrest Clue.
It is still fairly short and is not technically long enough to be classified as a mid-range missile launch. The missile in question is called a Musudan missile, and they have a range of about 2,000 miles, which puts many of the U.S. military bases in Asia and the Pacific within range.
Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah says he will talk to his lawyers about his next steps following his conviction in a racketeering case. He was found guilty Tuesday of all charges against him, including racketeering, fraud, and money laundering. U.S. Attorney Zane David Meminger was asked what Congressman Fatah faces when he's sentenced in October.
At this point, we haven't made our determination as to the exact sentence that we will ask for Congressman Fatah. I can tell you that we will be asking for jail time. There's a complicated guideline formula that needs to be implemented by the probation office and the court before we can determine what is the appropriate sentence in this case.
The 59-year-old Democrat had been in Congress since 1995 and served on the powerful House Appropriations Committee, but he lost the April primary in his bid for his 12th term. This is townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples.
Staple guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for...
A former Suffolk University employee who accused a school computer accessed a school computer to give herself an A in a class she never attended has pleaded guilty to stealing more than $47,000 in student loans.
Prosecutors say while working for the registrar's office at the Boston school, Ashley Ciampa enrolled in an MBA program. The 28-year-old Medford woman signed up for a business ethics course but failed to attend a single class or complete required coursework. And she obtained the loans by pretending to be a student even though she didn't have to pay tuition as a university employee. Ciampa used that loan money for vacations and other personal expenses. Now she faces 5 years in prison. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge in Wyoming has ruled that federal regulators lack the authority to set rules for hydraulic fracturing. That's the process. It is criticized for causing groundwater contamination. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. House Republicans have failed in an attempt to end Lifeline program that provides discounted phone service for low-income people.
A Reagan-era program that Texas Congressman Pete Sessions says has spiraled out of control.
Never was it envisioned that we would want it to be misused in such a way that it would cost taxpayers of this country $500 million a year of fraud.
California's Mark Ticano says ending the program hurts those who need it most.
Unemployed workers who use it to find a good-paying job. We are taking the vices out of the hands of Americans who use Lifeline to call 911 during an emergency.
The vote fell well short of the two-thirds needed to pass.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Ines. An official says a flight was diverted to the Seattle area after a man tried to kiss a sleeping 16-year-old girl next to him on the airplane. The spokesman for the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport says the 23-year-old California man was arrested for investigation of fourth-degree assault. More of these stories.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Want to talk to JV? Call 844-4JV-SHOW. 844-4JV-SHOW.
We may not have all the answers, but we've got all the questions.
This is Brandmeier.
Look ahead now. Direct line to Good Time, 844-4JV-SHOW. Hey, wait a minute, it's Taco Tuesday. I want my taco. Taco Bell said they'd give me a free taco. They said they'd give all of us a free taco, all of America. Taco Bell today, let's check this out. They always make these statements and then they never back them up. You call a place, there's like donut, free donuts, and then you call a place, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, and they say, well, we don't have any. Taco Bell teamed up with the NBA for a promotion called Steal a Taco. Gives fans free tacos if a team steals a win on the road. The Golden State Warriors won against Cleveland in Game 4, and that means fans across the country get a free Doritos Locos Taco today, Taco Tuesday. Of course, the Warriors didn't win the championship. The Cleveland Cavaliers won.
My parents.
No,
my family.
You won. You don't have to cry.
That's
you won.
That's the biggest inspiration of my life.
Right. J.R. Smith.
I've been in a lot of dark spots in my life.
Listen to me. You won.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to get out of it.
But
they are who they are.
You won. I won. And plus, because you won the, well, you didn't with the game that gets the free taco was the Cavaliers won. But anyway, here, let me say this.
What do you want to bet right now? Any random number, Taco Bell, any random number, are they going to give me a free taco? They'll say they don't know about it, or because they always think people forget, especially if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, you go, oh, wait a minute. Who cares about a free taco? We choked. We lost. No one has ever come down 3-1 in a deficit in the NBA championships, and they choked. So, let's see. Any random number, any Taco Bell. Any Taco Bell. Let me hear it ringing.
Let me just say that I believe Taco Bell will come through on this.
Okay, so your bet is yes.
Yes.
So you're saying they are, when I ask these people, whoever they are, wherever they are, they will say to me, yes, you're come on in and get a free taco. Taco Bell
yep.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, let's find out. And you get the Doritos Locos taco, and that sounds like that one. It's made with Doritos and taco meat, allegedly.
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 Delicious, whatever
yes.
it is.
Right. Oh, and you're going to say you had. Is that what you're going to tell me?
I've had the taco, yes.
The Locos.
No. Yeah. But I'm just the Taco Bell taco.
Right. All right, so the Warriors won against Cleveland in Game 4. That means the fans across the country can get free Doritos tacos today because it's called Steal a Taco. If a team steals a win on the road, which they did, you get a taco.
Seems risky to advertise a promotion as Steal a Taco. Could
yeah.
be misinterpreted.
Especially in the Oakland area.
Yes.
All right, give me another one. Nobody's picking the phone up there. Dial someone till they pick up. I got a bet going on with Buzz. What's the bet? Hey, we also have another bet I just checked. Something about who's the oldest person in the world. When's the oldest person in the world going to die?
I didn't bet on that.
Yeah, you did.
That's one of Gino's bets.
No, I know. We had a bet on it.
How would we know that? I mean,
we're going to guess. The new oldest person in the world lasts. How many days will they last as the oldest person in the world? Yes, I'm coming in to get my free time. Hello? Hello? I'm coming in to get my free taco for a taco. I keep hearing the phone ringing.
226. Not right now.
No, what do you mean not right now?
226, please.
Okay, wait. Why does that phone keep ringing while I'm talking to her? Call again. Another number. Make one line ring only, not two. What was she saying? I see. 2 to 6 central. 2 to 6 p.m. is when you can get the free taco.
There you
but
go.
She knew about it.
That's right.
Okay, so you got that one.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
All right. What happened to that little chihuahua that used to do the Taco Bell ads? That guy.
Very
Yo
cute.
Quiero Taco Bell.
Was very cute.
Bite-sized. He was bite-sized.
How many people, though, I mean, when you get the free donut, the free tacos, I don't know why you wouldn't just roll up and grab one. I would do it. I wouldn't even want to go to Taco Bell.
I like Taco Bell. I do like Taco Bell. I like the taste of Taco Bell. It's delicious. I don't know what it is.
What you don't know what? Yeah, mystery meat. I think aren't they the ones that had to prove that what their meat was real?
I'm not going to say that.
No, I thought
I don't know. I don't
something
know.
Like that. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Taco Bell?
Yes.
Yes, I'm coming in today with the Steal a Taco campaign. It's called Steal a Taco promotion.
Yes. Yeah.
And I get to come in and get a free Doritos Locos taco?
Antes el regular taco, pero ese está at 2 p.m.
Okay, but let me ask you, is this a fact? If I come into your Taco Bell and I ask for the Steal a Taco free taco, you will give me a Doritos Locos taco?
After 2 o'clock.
After 2 p.m.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Hector, would you speak to her?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Hector, could you talk to her, please?
Yeah.
She seems to be doing fine in English.
Sure.
Well, just maybe because she could speed it up if she could.
Sure, let me ask her.
Thank you for holding. Can I help you?
Buenos días. Estaba hablando para ver si podía ir a tener mi taco hoy.
El
taco gratis.
Hello?
Sí, ¿me puede oír?
Hello?
I think she can hear me.
But she can hear you, but she doesn't speak Spanish.
Wait a minute, I don't think she can hear. We should check that line. Hey, Hector can talk. Can you, ma'am, can you hear this? Go ahead.
Buenos días, ¿me puede oír?
Can you hear that? She hung up. Make sure you test Hector to the phone line. I don't think they can hear you.
That's okay.
And I think it's magical to hear you speak.
They've heard me before. I mean, the listeners can hear me.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Maybe not on that line. Well, listen, I've tried for you, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to go try for yourself now.
It seems that, you know, they're both saying from 2 to 6. They seem to
everyone
be,
knew it, yeah. Okay, so there you go. You get a free taco today. I like to remind people because a lot of times they do these promotions and everybody, you know, it sounds great because they do it like a month in advance.
Right.
And they assume everyone's going to forget you're getting a free taco.
Nobody forgets anything that's free.
No, you
got
nothing. And I'm here to remind you. Go, even if you don't want a taco, get it and toss it out the window. I don't care what you do with it. Go get it. Doritos Locos Tacos from 2 to 6, wherever you are. The Warriors beat Cleveland in Game 4, and that's all they got to show for it. A steal a taco promotion with Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Right on.
Hey, get this. There's a trendy new diet plan called the Taco Cleanse that involves eating tacos all day. Before it was called the Taco Cleanse, it was known by its original name, sophomore year of college.
That's right. I remember that. All right. So that's a good thing. Come, J.R. Smith, listen to me. Listen, it's a good thing.
That's the biggest inspiration of my life.
You won the...
I've been in a lot of dark spots
in
my life.
But you won. You're the champion.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to get out of
first time in so since 1964. You got to stop crying about it.
They yelled at me. They screamed at me. They love me.
They love you. Yes.
They cry with me.
They cry with you. They love you.
And they always stuck by my side.
Stop crying about it. Just come on.
Everything I do is for my parents and my family. I mean, I don't really... The car is nice. The house is nice. But none of this matters without them.
I love to see him roll up to a Taco Bell and ask for a taco.
For the structure
crying
the
about
that
it.
I have.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to mess up and keep coming back and being able to sit in front of you as a world champion.
That's it. You are a world champion. There you go. All right. Direct line to a good time. 866-JBV-MAIL. 866-JBV-MAIL. That's the voicemail. The direct line to a live line is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
Hey, Johnny, I wondered if you could play that Taco Bell jingle again with them two guys in drive-thru. That's hilarious. I love it. I hope you could play it. Thank you.
Time now for a Jonathan Brandmeier show. Instant request. Request.
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. What can I get for you today?
I'll start with a taco, soft like a cloud. I want mine crunchy. I like to eat loud. I'll choose a chalupa. I'll grab a gordita. Two taco salads for our senoritas. And a burrito supreme with extra sour cream. The cylindrically shaped seasoned beef dream.
A taquito.
And Doritos.
A cinnamon twist.
A chicken border bowl.
Are you getting all this?
All right, so
and
tackle.
Didn't know that nothing beats a
Mexican pizza.
We'll take two of those. But please hold the dice, tomatoes. And I admit I've always felt
I'm in love with a Mexican man.
Make mine with a little extra love and think of me. As the cheese drops from your Taco Bell glove.
And that's it.
No, that's not it. I also want a double-decker taco because I'm feeling wild. And make my sauce fire.
I feel pink smile.
And we'll take two Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And I think we'll be satisfied if we get some Mexican rice on the side.
Yes, sir. We can get a drink.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast,
too.
Oh,
no, we got $2 left. Okay, can we repeat the order back to you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, soft taco, a hard taco, a chalupa, a gordita, two taco salad for the lady, a burrito supreme with extra sour cream, a cheesy fiesta potatoes, enchilito, cinnamon twist, dusty chicken bowl, and two Mexican pizza, but hold the tomatoes. Double-decker tacos, $2 Baja Blast, and a side of rice. Is that correct, sir?
You're pretty amazing.
I think that's it.
4269, drive around to the footstep.
All right.
How did that guy do that? Oh, my goodness. Gracious.
So now we have to actually purchase the food, I guess.
That's crazy.
This has been a Jonathan Brandmeier Show Classic Rewind.
That's right. Well, that's a great request. I forgot about that. Those guys roll up with the guitar in their car. and they start singing their order to the Taco Bell guy. He doesn't miss a beat. He gets it all. Don't forget today, steal a taco. Free tacos today, wherever you are. Taco Tuesday!
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying. Learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. bills. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994. 1-866-984-6994. Or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want.
Anywhere you want.
The way you want.
It's Johnny B. On demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah. Email BrandmeierShow@gmail.com. I was reminded yesterday we were talking about the My Pick to Click on Netflix, Frozen Chosen. It's about sturgeon spearing in my hometown of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And Buzz said he wanted... What did Buzz say exactly? Hold on, let me hear the tape.
If I were working the airport in Jamaica and I were a Jamaican, I would probably be stealing from you.
I don't think that's what he said. No. It was something like that. It was about the sturgeon, though, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Buzz said, I was reminded in email from people that you have already said you wanted to wrestle a sturgeon with Babe Winkleman, the great outdoorsman, yeah, fisherman, crazy man, the bearded wonder, in Snake River, Idaho. You've gone through that rap already, and you
right.
never...
And well,
we called Babe,
no,
and you
no.
said no.
What?
We called Babe, and you said, yeah, I'm going to do it, and then you guys never... Well,
I never said no. The trip disappeared. It was taken off the table for some reason.
I don't remember why it would be taken off the table.
Management.
They don't want Buzz to drown. I mean, I remember it being talked about enough so there would be a song written about
right.
it. That's how much I remember.
And I don't even know which management. I don't want to
Who
point
knows?
Any fingers.
Who knows? Who cares today in radio? Doesn't even matter. Merging with the sturgeon. That's the promo. Remember?
Yeah.
Merging with the sturgeon.
Well, I was excited. I wanted to do it.
Right. Merging with the sturgeon. That's the promo. Buzz Kilman, merging with a sturgeon.
He flew out to the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Snake River, Idaho.
That's right.
Hanging out with Babe Winkleman, casting out their poles.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be merging with a sturgeon, and he might fail with that whale, but
right.
it's his dream come true, something Buzz wants to do, at least one time.
Yeah, sure.
Fight a sturgeon.
That I knew it was going somewhere.
Fight him for the very first time. Gonna fight a sturgeon till his heart stops, and then Buzz will die.
If you want to look at that, if you want to know what we were talking about, well, anyway, the show on Netflix is Frozen Chosen, but if you want to look at the sturgeon fishing in the Snake River in Idaho, it's the most amazing kind of fishing. You hook it. You're in a belly boat, you jump out, and you got to wrestle it and bring it to the shore. And to this day, I don't know why that we didn't do that.
I'm telling you, it was management. They wouldn't let us do the trip for some reason.
Well, is Buzz going to drown? we're not paying for it.
Right. Was merging with the sturgeon. Buzz was merging with the sturgeon. And then Buzz died.
That's right, that's Kilman, merging with a sturgeon.
It's sort of a dream come true, because when this moment happened, like, how many years ago, we talked about it briefly, and then I don't know what happened. It was one of those things, I really wanted to do it, and I was semi-heartbroken that I wasn't going to get a chance. And here it comes full circle.
There it is.
And all my dreams have been...
Buzz Kilman, merging with a sturgeon.
See?
So it now it's come up and gone twice.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, what do you have to say for yourself?
If I were working the airport in Jamaica, right, and I were a Jamaican, I would probably be stealing from you.
All right. I don't understand that. I don't understand why. And that was, by the way, if you get it like a sturgeon, Madonna, you get that riff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I have a problem with the fact that there's no air in here. I'm
going to
die.
Oh,
open the door now.
It's very hot.
I'm suffocating.
The air is on.
You have no idea. I can't take it.
I know.
Drop the British accent.
Check, check, check.
Just give me a fan.
Just give me a fan.
Check, check, check. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I can't even think to answer a question.
The summertime is hotter than a well digger's armpit.
It's as hot as a well digger's armpit.
Up here, around the country. Yeah, what is it, Meat Wagon? Talk fast.
My brother and I, my brother lives in Boise. We got our federal permits, and we went up to catch sturgeon and wrestling. You do not want to mess with a horny sturgeon.
That's right. You don't want to mess with a horny sturgeon. That's why Buzz isn't going. This thing's never going to happen.
You can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Spell Brandmeier.
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 Brand?
Meyer.
Meyer.
Spell Brandmeier.
Never heard of the word.
Ow, ow, ow.
Remember that guy last week that he was riding around in Eagle Point, Oregon, and he saw somebody stealing a bike and then he lassoed him? That was awesome.
Rancher running errands turns into a horseback carry. He chased and lassoed a would-be bike thief in a Walmart parking lot in Oregon. The cowboy calling 911 and sitting with the tied-up suspect for about 15 minutes. It looks like a scene straight out of the Old West. The man lassoed on the floor and the bike right next to him. The suspect was arrested and now faces theft charges.
Weren't we just talking yesterday about the Old West and the way, you know, people who have guns... They go into a bar, leave your gun right there, mister.
Stranger.
Oh, yes, stranger. we got the last one. We should have a title, Robert Boras in Eagle Point, Oregon, or Medford, Oregon, near Medford. Hey, Robert, you're the guy that lassoed that bike thief?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what? Are you a cowboy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now wait.
Say it loud, say it
yeah,
proud.
Because that's what we need. We need cowboys patrolling these cities, these crazy cities we live in. Oh, wait, let me hear the story from you. What happened there the other day? What happened?
Well, I left in the morning. I picked some cows up, and I took a horse with me just in case the cattle got out or something, and I needed a horse to get around them. And so when I loaded the cattle, I had them in the front of the trailer, and then there's a gate that divides the trailer. I had the horse on the back half of the trailer. I went in and got some dog food and camping tent because we were headed to work to another place for about a week, and I was taking my kids with me and family. And so anyways, when I come out with my stuff, I hear a lady yelling, "He stole my bike, stop him, he stole my bike." And at first I thought, you know, nothing, like it was a joke or something. And then I seen the guy, he was damn sure stealing a bike. He took off on a bicycle, and he's looking behind him, and a couple of people kind of making their way towards him, but none of them going too fast. So I take off pushing the cart with the dog food, and I got two sacks, 50-pound sacks, so I got 100 pounds of dog food in the cart, and I wasn't getting anywhere too quick. So I let the cart go, and I ran and got my horse out of the trailer. And I
Yo, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Cowboy Robert. Can I call you Cowboy Bob?
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want.
Yeah, that's a good name. You got to have a name because you got a good story going here, and I think you can capitalize on this. This is good media. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 28.
28 and a cowboy. Cowboy Bob. Okay, so Cowboy Bob, there you are in Oregon, and you're sitting there, and you see this guy, and you're stealing a bike. You throw your grocery cart away, and you go into your car and you get your horse?
Yeah, my horse. I had him in the back of the trailer. I had a stock trailer hooked up to the back of my truck.
You always carry your horse with you when you go shopping?
No, no. I just, on my way back to the to my house, I had to go by the store so from picking up the cattle that morning. So I just pulled in there and you know, I happened to have three cows and a trailer and a horse loaded in the back.
Oh, man. Okay. So you, this seems like a lot of work to get through. The bike, the thief has already got the bike, and the lady screaming, help, someone stole my bike in that parking lot of the grocery store. Now you run and go, let me get the horse out. It's not like back in the cowboy days where you take the horse out and then jump on it bareback. Dude, don't you have to saddle it up and then go chase the thief?
Well, I took him in case I needed him, so I had him saddled that morning. I had him saddled already in the trailer with the halter on him.
When you say in case you needed him, Cowboy Bob in Oregon, what do you mean by in case you needed the to ride the horse? Did you, does this ever happen to you before where you think someone is stealing something and you
chase
them?
When the cows get loose.
Oh. No, no, for when the cows get loose, oh, not to catch a thief.
Just a second, Cowboy Bob. When did Buzz, when did you become a cowboy expert? He knew, Bob. Cowboy Bob. Buzz knew. There ain't no one more citified than that guy, and Buzz knows that it was for the cows getting loose. Has that ever happened to you, Cowboy Bob?
Yeah, that's more than once.
So then, okay, so the cows get loose, and you have to get on your horse and start chasing them.
Yeah, in case something gets out or needs roped and drug in the trailer because they don't want to load, you never know what you're going to run into. And, the place I went to load them, the pins were kind of, you know, they weren't really set up to load out of per se. So, you know, I just took them for insurance in case something got out or, you know.
But when you lasso a bicycle thief like that, don't you have to tie him up or they run away?
No, actually, this fella, he just, when I rode off with him, he hit the ground pretty hard. And
oh, no, wait a minute. Okay, now, wait a minute. We didn't get to that part yet. Wait a minute. So you've got your horse. He's already saddled up in case the cows get out. You jump on your horse, and then you just happen to have a lasso hooked up to your saddle like they are in the Cowboys movies. It's hooked up to the saddle.
Yeah, it's got a strap that goes around it, and then it latches on the horn.
Okay, and then you just take off running, and do you yell to that dude, hey, man, you better stop it. You say something to the bike thief?
No, I don't say anything to him. I just come swinging and throw it at him, and when the rope goes around him, he stops, and he sees me coming, and he's like, oh crap, and he throws the bike, he said other words, but he throws the bike down on the ground and takes off on foot.
That so is great.
Reached out, rope him, and the rope goes as he's trying to take it off because he stopped, and he's asking me if I have a badge. Well, I ain't got no damn badge.
Wait, Cowboy Bob. Get into the phone. You're kind of breaking up here. Cowboy Bob. So there you are. You're in Medford, Oregon, in this shopping mall. The guy's got a bike. He's riding the bike. And now he sees you coming. He goes, oh, crap, or some words like that. And he hears you. Were you going like, were you making any noise like that? Or are you, woo-hoo? Any cop? Like,
no.
Nothing.
I was silent.
Silence. Okay. The horse is coming. He looks back at you. He sees you coming. He's going, oh, my God. Oh, crap. What the hell? And then you lasso him and you yank him off the bike and he flies off the bike?
Yeah, he lets the bike go. He gets off it and then takes off running. And when he takes off running, I rope him. When the rope goes around him and it's got like a, it's up around like his neck and his chest, I'm like, well, I didn't want to jerk him by his neck. So as he goes to take the rope off, he's trying to step out of it and it goes down around his feet.
And so that's what fading out. Cowboy Bob, you're fading out. All right, so when does he say to you, hey, man, do you have a badge?
Yeah, he says, hey, where's your badge? You got a badge? Yes, you got a badge? I got a badge. And then as I'm saying that, the rope goes down around his feet, and I just ride out. So, and that's when it smacked him to the ground pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a backpack on like a mountain hiker would wear, you know, because he was wearing a backpack.
Right.
Step for step, and that's kind of a good thing he had it on because I think kept his hip.
Yeah, you're cracking up here on the phone line, but I would say this: if he said, "Hey, buddy, you got a badge," and you just go like this, "I don't need a badge, I'm Cowboy Bob." That's what you say from now on, man. You see what I mean? I don't.
You can throw silent in there. Yeah, cowboy just, silent, Bob. Yeah, more silent cowboy, Bob.
Buddy, you got a badge? Wait a minute. Hey, buddy, you got a badge? Okay, Bob, let's try it. Hey, man, you got a badge?
I'm Cowboy Bob. I don't need a badge.
There you go.
Cowboy Bob. That's right. That grocery store, that area, or that whole town, how big is Eagle Point? Is it small, meant for wherever you were?
Yeah, I mean, Eagle Point is a pretty small town. Population-wise, I don't really know it, but I just moved here a couple months ago. I've only been here a couple months.
Look at you already. But that would be good because, you know what? That would scare people around. See that Cowboy Bob's riding around with that lasso, yanking them off, you know, bikes or what have you. And you use that rope a lot. How do you learn to do that lasso thing? Because that seems like it could be a good time.
Well, my line of work, my lifestyle, I grew up using it, you know. And it's, I mean, a rope for a cowboy is like a carpenter's hammer. It's something that you use. You might not use it daily, but at least you have it handy to where if you do need it. It's there to use, catching wild cattle and working cattle and stuff, you're always going to use a rope, so it's just something that goes with the trade, kind of.
Okay. Does it help with the chicks?
I'll bet it does. I'm Cowboy Bob, lady. Does it help with the ladies?
Well, I guess if they're running away, you can snag them up.
That's right. You can get them. That's a good idea, Cowboy Bob. If you see a woman running away from you, just lasso them and grab into you. You coming with me, woman or missy? And that's what we said, like, back in the day when you would you'd go to these taverns where in the cowboy days when they wouldn't let you bring a gun in. You know, everybody's talking about the guns and this and that today. They would just say, you can't bring a gun in here, stranger. But you knew they always had the derringer in their... Right by their ankle, right? Do you carry a gun?
No, I don't. I don't keep one packed on me, like in my pants or anything. But I, you know, usually got a gun or something in the truck, especially if I'm traveling.
Right on, man. You don't need. You know why you don't need a gun? You say, "Hey, Brandmeier, I don't need a gun. I'm Cowboy Bob."
Cowboy Bob.
Try it again. Hey, Cowboy Bob, do you have a gun?
I don't need a gun. I'm Cowboy Bob.
It all sounds good when it comes out of your mouth.
But I say it sounds like something dope. But you make it sound great. Hey, so Cowboy Bobby, he lassos a bike thief there in Oregon, and he and his horse are heroes, and the bike thief gets, I don't know what it is, a misdemeanor or some arrest. Is he in jail now?
I don't know what happened to the fellow. I don't know if they kicked him loose or if he's still in jail. I don't know what happened to him.
Kicked him loose. They kicked him loose. Cowboy Bob, I hope to get to Oregon because, you know, I've been there, and it's just the most beautiful area. I can imagine that's just a great life. You ride around on your horse, you and the cows, lasso of thieves every once in a while. It sounds like a great life.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Man, it just sounds like, you know, just nice and peaceful. Do you fish? Do you trout fish?
Yeah, fish and hunt.
Wow.
Not the only thing a guy could do outdoors other than playing a kayak or something. That's kind of scary.
What do you mean? You're afraid of a kayak?
Well, I'm going down a rapid river or something. It really ain't for me.
By the way, I'm with you on that. Do you ever wrestle a sturgeon?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never... Never got her done.
Buzz, what if he never got her done? I don't have to wrestle a sturgeon. They come to me. I'm Cowboy Bob. You're like the Chuck Norris. You're Chuck Norris of the Cowboys.
Yeah. Did you say wrestle a steer or a sturgeon?
A sturgeon. Wait, you have wrestled a steer.
Yeah, you haven't done that before, but not a sturgeon.
I got to tell you, I'll never forget. I actually had to go do this, like a cattle promotion in Radioland when I was at KZZP in Phoenix. And they took us up to Payson. And, you know, it's like Prescott days, they call it. Are you familiar with anything in that area, no? Or the convection oven they call Phoenix now?
Yeah, they got big rodeo, Prescott rodeo.
That's right. And so they say, hey, you know, Mike, you're going to come up here and we'll introduce you. You come out to the middle of this rodeo crowd. And all you got to do is you run out there and put the rope around this calf. Run out there with the horse. And then we practiced it and it seemed like, okay, because the cowboy was going to kind of shadow me, right, Cowboy Bob? And he was going to help me. And anyway, I forgot that I was going to be down at the downtown Prescott drinking all day.
So when they call, I was sitting down in the stands, like the VIP little spot they put us in. They go, and now from KCCP in Phoenix, here's Jonathan Brandmeier. And I go, what? And I come out there, and these animals chasing me, and I'm running around. If there was video back in the day, I was so scared. I couldn't get the rope. Three cowboys came out, put the rope around the calf. I was so liquored up, I didn't even know where I was. All I remember, Cowboy Bob, is there was a calf chasing me. Oh, my God. I'm Cowboy Bob, but don't let that detour me from joining you someday on a trout fish on your farm. And Buzzle Wrestler Sturgeon will have a great time.
You betcha. Anytime.
I'd love to join you. All right, keep up the great work, Cowboy Bob. And once again, do you have a gun?
I got a gun, yes. Got a couple of them.
No, that's not the answer.
Oh.
You don't need a gun.
I don't need a gun. I'm Cowboy Bob.
All right, Cowboy Bob. Nice talking to you. He doesn't need a gun, but a cowboy needs a lot of things. He doesn't need a gun, needs a rope, and what else they need?
Oh, a cowboy needs a horse.
A horse.
Needs a horse.
Needs a horse.
And a cowboy needs a hat.
Needs a hat.
A hat.
Needs
a that makes hat. Sense.
And a cowboy needs a rope.
A rope. Needs I said rope. That already.
Needs
a rope. What else
rope.
They need?
If he wants to
keep
a
riding
along. Oh, a cowboy needs a refrigerator.
No,
a fridge.
No, he does not.
Fridge.
No.
To keep his beer
nice
and cold.
Baby. Nice and cold.
And the cowboy needs a quadraphonic sound system with Dolby
no,
units.
Okay, no, you
and
don't.
You can tell him, Ma.
Yeah.
Then I'm a mother.
Boom.
Oh, boy, baby.
Don't worry, America. He did not swear. Kid Rock did not swear. Robert Bora, Medved, Oregon. Cowboy on horseback, lassoing bike thieves in a Walmart parking lot. He's Cowboy Bob.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wahl. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wahl and Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier.
Hello, Susanna. Hello, are you in Brooklyn?
Yes, we are.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is not Susanna, is it?
No, this is her niece.
What's
Lois.
Oh, hi, Lois. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Well, first of all, congratulations to your aunt, who is now the... Wait a minute. Let's do it. Can she hear us, or she
no,
can't?
No, she's not hearing you. She's really actually hearing impaired.
Oh, she's hearing impaired. That'll make for a better interview, then. All right, wait a minute. Then I won't be able to actually say the words, because if I can, I'm not going to rest until I can tell her she's the oldest living American, oldest person in the world.
You want to tell her that?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm not sure if she's going to respond. So.
Okay. Let's be able to say I told her.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe my voice, which has more credibility. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll be able to tell her.
Turn her right around.
Hello, Susanna. My name is Jonathan Brandmeier, Johnny B., and you are officially the oldest person in the entire world. The whole world.
You're the oldest person in the world.
Yes. Put the phone back. I'm going to tell her again. Maybe I should speak louder.
Okay,
let me tell her again. Susanna Mushat Jones, you are the oldest person now living in all of the world. There is no one older than you in the whole world.
You're not going to respond? She's not responding, so.
But do you think she...
Oh, she heard you.
Okay, long as she heard me.
Oh, yeah, she heard you.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Long as she heard me, that was the oldest person in the world. I mentioned earlier, Buzz, that we had a bet about who and how long the newest person would last. A new person, the oldest person in the world, the oldest living person in the entire world is someone named Emma Murano. She's in Japan. And on May 17th, Gina was handed me this note. 2016, we bet $20. I said that in 30 days, the oldest person, living person in the world would be dead. And I am wrong. Well, yeah, I am wrong.
You're wrong.
So hold on. Let me just scratch myself out of the running, I'm going to owe somebody $20. Buzz predicted 50 days.
How long's it been?
50 days. Yes, it's been, well, in May 17, 2016. Do the math. Yes, Gina, what is it?
You technically could win, because if she died today, you would be the closest.
I don't know if I should think that's good news.
Yeah. Are we going to hope for that?
I'm not putting that one out in the universe. Yeah, I got 20 bucks on that old lady. I
hope she goes.
By the way, that's 60 bucks, because each one of you guys would owe me 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Buzz picked 50 days. Gino picked 166 days.
Boy.
And Hector picked, saying that the world's oldest living person now, Emma Moreno, would die in 200 days.
200 days.
200 days. So, right now, as all I know is this, she is still alive, Emma Moreno, the oldest living person. And Gino is correct. I'm not out of the running. Not yet. But I'm not, once again, not wishing for anyone to die. But at 116...
Yeah.
What's her age, Gino? 100. So she's got to be 116 too. Gino, we got to put her age on this bet. What's her age?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Let's find out, because that's important.
Absolutely.
It's important. All right. You people go ahead and bet yourself. Bet at home. Bet at home. Enjoy it. Our voicemail, 866-JBVMAIL, 866-JBVMAIL, live, 844-4JB-SHOW, the podcast. And we continue to stream live everywhere, BrandmeierShow.com.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. After a New York meeting Tuesday with hundreds of evangelical leaders, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says evangelicals should pray to get out the vote.
You can pray for your leaders, and I agree with that. Pray for everyone. But what you really have to do is you have to pray to get everybody out to vote for one specific person.
In audio provided by Bishop E.W. Jackson, Trump says no one ever asks Hillary Clinton about her religious beliefs.
Anything about Hillary in terms of religion. And she's been in the public eye for years and years, and yet there's nothing out there.
Trump says he understands the concerns of Christians with the left-wing agenda of the Obama administration. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy faces a number of uncertainties that require the Fed to proceed with caution when it comes to raising interest rates.
Monetary policy remains accommodative.
In her semiannual testimony before Congress, Fed Chairwoman Yellen sums up how the Federal